It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Football on Light 103 WAKO, Lawrence County's sports leader. Lawrenceville Indian Football, brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Funeral Home, Embraer Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Loeb Oil. Follow Lawrenceville Indian Football all season long here on Light 103 WAKO.
And good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Edlow Field, the site today of Lawrenceville Indian football, as the Lawrenceville Indians entertain the Robinson Maroons at Little Illini Conference play on Homecoming 2018. This is the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. I'm Steve Anderson. Rob McKinley is alongside. Bill Richardson is not with us this afternoon. So Rob steps in to pinch hit. Rob, good to see you. How you been?
I've been fine, yeah. I've been keeping busy on Friday nights and even some Saturdays, so... This is my third Saturday game. I had a homecoming game for Red Hill a couple weeks ago, or three weeks ago, and last week, the long trip up to Farmer City.
Well, you need to put in for overtime pay then.
I'll have to do that.
All right, it's the Indians and the Robinson Maroons here. This is a battle of two teams who have struggled this season. The Indians coming in with a record of 0-6. The Indians last week lost on the road, lost to the KZ Westfield Warriors at KZ, while the Robinson Maroons are in with a record of 1-5. Robinson came off a loss to the Newton Eagles last week by a score of 30-7. Rob, we have a game here between two struggling teams, two teams that are searching for a win, and two teams that are under new head coaches for the first year.
And two teams that only have maybe like three or four seniors on their whole roster. So they're, you know, the future, these teams are playing for the future, really, to see what happens and to get something going for the next couple of years, because they could be nice things for them happening then.
Indians lost last week, Rob, at Casey, but the Indians did have their best offensive performance of the year. They scored 18 points and scored three times and had a semblance of a running game and were able to throw the ball a little bit, be able to do some things, and that was heartening. And the additions of some players have helped, but the Indians also have been beset by some injuries too.
Yeah, and that's the thing when you don't have the numbers and things, and you're playing a lot of young kids, you know. Anyway, it's sometimes hard to fill in, but, you know, I know there was a Christian Beeman last week that went over 100 yards rushing.
It was.
And the freshman Damon Parkman he was close to 100, wasn't he?
Yes,
so
very
so
close.
You know, you get almost 200 yards rushing from those two. Something's happening there because the offensive line's been getting some blocks and things like that, at least to get them so they can get in the secondary and pick up a few extra yards.
Finish line is in sight for both these teams. Neither of these teams will be in the playoffs. So now you're just playing for a chance to increase your record and playing basically for pride.
Right, and like I said, I know that the Indians have this game. They go to Red Hill next week and then finish up at home on, a Saturday against Trenton Westland, who I think they're struggling some of the record-wise. I don't know who they're playing pretty good competition, but I think they're like 1-6 maybe.
Robinson has one win. They beat the Flora Wolves, so at least they have a W under their belt. At least they've tasted victory. The Indians still yet to do that.
Right. But the Indians have had a couple times they've been ahead in some ball games early. But again, like I say, the lack of numbers and being so young. And think about it, they've played Paris, they've played Newton, they've played Olney. Those teams are beating up on a lot of other teams. So, this is one of these games like last weekend with Casey and with Flora. This is another one of those competitive games. And you think, you know, a break, something happening one way or the other, and you could be right in the ball game.
Well, this is a Saturday game. The rest of the Little Illini Conference games were last night. Rob, you were on hand for the Red Hill Salukis. Billy Gray's ball club picking up their third win in a row as they knocked off the Marshall Lions by a score of 56-14. Saluki's using that punishing ground game to their advantage.
Right, they ran that, and they passed for about 65 or 70 yards, a couple touchdowns. But Drew Moore had, I think, 14 carries for like 220 yards. Gannon Gaither had close to 100 yards, and the freshman Jared Henry in the second half, third quarter, the Frost Soft team scored twice in that ball game. So 400 some yards rushing, but again, Marshall's a team that's beset by injuries. They've lost about everybody.
Indeed. And again, the Salukis winning that game last night, 56-14. They'll entertain the Indians next Friday on senior night. Other games around the league last night, it was Newton defeating Flora by a score of 48-16. Paris keeps right on rolling. They beat Alney Richland County in a high-scoring affair, 42-27. So the Salukis keeping pace with Paris, just in case if Paris stumbles somewhere along the line, the Salukis maybe can get a co-camp championship.
Yeah, but I was listening to watch some of the highlights last night on TV, and one time I think Alney was ahead 14-0. So but Paris came back and won it 42-27, I think. And Casey had a solid, easy win over our brothers. I think it was
South Newton, Indiana.
And Kentland, Indiana, 59-6, something like that.
59-6 was the final there. That was a non-conference game. Some other games around the area last night. It was Oblong losing to Villa Grove by a score of 24-14. Mount Carmel at the Hilltop took it on the chin. It very rarely happens to them down there, but it's been one of those years for Golden Aces football. They lost to Vincennes Lincoln, 54-6. And also in action last night, North Knox in Indiana. North Knox a winner over North Davies by a score of 58-13.
And Benjamin Lincoln is a very good team. I think they've only lost one game. And North Knox, I think they got a running back. He was over 300 yards again last night. He's done that a couple of times this year.
All right, so it's the 1-5 Robinson Maroons against the 0-6 Lawrenceville Indians here. Homecoming 2018. Glad the folks are back in town for the weekend, the alumni gathering, the parade yesterday, and the King and Queen coronation yesterday evening. Football game coming up here today. Homecoming dance tonight. Also the Hall of Fame ceremonies. We'll talk more about that as the day moves along. Again, this is the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame report. I had a chance to talk about this game and about the season thus far with Indian head coach Chad Green. We'll hear from the head coach coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103. Well, Lawrenceville Indians at homecoming this afternoon. They take on the Robinson Maroons here at Ed Loeb Field. We talked it over prior to the game with Indian head coach Chad Green. And Coach, I know it was a loss last week at Casey, but I was impressed by your guys' effort, especially in the second half, really through the entire game. But in the second half, you really managed to do a lot of things.
Yeah, it was our best offensive output we've had so far this year. So I was happy with the result, even though it was a loss. So just making those baby steps. I wish we would get better in leaps and bounds, but we're baby stepping. I see little improvements here and there from week to week. And last week was nice. I think maybe having those kids that came out late, the Christian Beeman and Eli Ivers, Skyler Toole, those guys, having them going through a game or two, and now they see things at game speed, things are kind of coming along for them. I think maybe it's as a result, that's what we saw last week. So
Christian really ran hard last week, especially a little off-tackle play you have for him.
Yeah, and that's what I was hoping for him to bust out like that. You know, we see the potential for him in those first couple of games that he played in. It's like, you know, you need to hit that a lot harder, and he did last week. So it came to fruition for him.
And I'm sure as these guys get more and more acclimated, you'll start giving them a few more things to do.
Yeah, and that's one thing we worked on or tried to work on this week in practice. You know, getting these guys that, you know, like, again, they came in late, just to get them more accustomed to what we're doing and hand them little plays here and there, you know, that they'll pick up on and be able to and run for us.
And some of those guys are going to be able to help you on special teams with regard to returns, punt returns, kickoff returns, things like that.
And that's a weak spot for us, really is, especially when we're kicking off and punting, we seem to have trouble covering. So we're working on that as well, getting those guys in there for that as well. So,
well, homecoming for you here, Saturday afternoon game, a little bit different sort of
routine from what you normally eat. I know football players and coaches are creatures of habit. You're used to working Monday through Thursday and taking it easy on Friday and playing a game on Friday. How's that changed for you this week?
And we're actually going to suit up Thursday. We're suiting up and going to hit a hard Thursday where we normally don't. We just go uppers. So it'll give us an extra day to go a little harder. Hopefully it'll help out, you know, come Saturday.
Robinson comes to town. They struggled this year as well.
Yeah, and I'm hoping, you know, like I hope for Flora, that we match up really well with them, them being down as well. So I'm hoping their new coach, just like I am. So I'm hoping that we match up and hopefully we can come out of there with a victory.
Tell me a little bit about them. What do they like to do, run, pass, or mixture of both? Or what do they like to do?
What we saw, we watched, they're pretty run-heavy. They will throw, and they have the ability to do so. Their quarterback will run it. I think that's something that's going to be hard for our kids to pick up. There's designed runs there that we haven't really seen so far from the quarterback. So we're working on that, try to get that, you know, fixed so they can get those reads and pick that stuff up.
And, of course, as always, health-wise, how are you injury-wise?
We still have some kids out. We still have not really sure how Keaton Weger fares. He bruised his ribs, and Mason O'Dell still has that foot he's nursing, so he may see some time, but I'm probably going to limit his time. So other than that, we're okay everywhere.
Well, good luck, and hopefully the homecoming will bring a win for the Indians here.
Yeah, I hope so too. Thank you.
We listened when our community members said they needed an option for health care in the evenings and on the weekends. Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the opening of the Convenient Care Clinic, located inside the Primary Care Clinic on Main Street. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Walk-in only. So if it is an evening or a weekend, you don't have to wait to get the care you need. Stop in the CRMH Convenient Care Clinic, now open.
The best in light favorites, at work or at home. This is Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Back here at Edlow Field, Steve Anderson, Rob McKinley, Lawrenceville Indian football on Light 103, WAKO. Indians and the Robinson Maroons getting set to do battle here in the homecoming game 2018. The Indians lost at Robinson last year. The game up there at Robinson, the Indians played well in the first half and then folded up in the second half. Remains to be seen what these two ball clubs will bring to the table here today. I would anticipate, Rob, probably most likely a running game, as neither of these teams has shown the ability to move the ball via the air, so look for plenty of action on the ground today.
I think so, because last year Robinson threw the ball a little bit more under Tim Nolan, but the game I saw against Red Hill, I think he threw less than 10 times in that contest. Their quarterback, Braden Childress, who's a 6'3", 200-pound junior, was their leading carrier, rusher. He had about 13 or 14 carries for about 60 yards, I believe, in that game, 60 to 65 yards. So we'll see if he's still the focal point of their running attack.
All right, that's been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. The Lawrenceville Indians and the Robinson Maroons on a breezy, sunny, hot day here at Loeb Field. We'll be back with the kickoff of the action. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
What bank is paying you 2.82% APY on a 30-month CD? Citizens National Bank of Albion, that's who. Does your bank? Visit our customer service representatives today in Albion, Olney, Crossville, Mount Airy, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville for more details. Annual percentage yield effective as of October 2nd, 2018. Penalty may apply for early withdrawal. Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back at Lowe Field here in Lawrenceville, Illinois, Steve Anderson and Rob McKinley, Lawrenceville Indian football on Light 103. The Indians and the Robinson Maroons, the homecoming contest. Indians grouped around first-year head coach Chad Green. And as we mentioned earlier, first-year head coach for the Robinson Maroons is Casey Pinnell, taking over the reins of the Maroon program from Tim Nolan, who stepped down. So as we mentioned, a battle of two first-year head coaches trying to get their programs back on track. The Indians are dressed in their home red uniforms with the white numerals, the white pants, and the red helmets with the arrows on the side, white numerals. Robinson dressed in the traveling white uniforms with maroon numbers, maroon helmets, and big white M's on the side, symbolic of the Robinson Maroons. Indians will receive to start this game. Robinson will be moving from my right to my left as we view it here at Lowe Field. We mentioned a breezy, hot day, 89 degrees at the start here. Thought things were supposed to cool down, Rob. You're supposed to get some cooler weather here.
It did a couple weeks ago, then it went away.
What's going on? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. By next weekend, I think Friday, they're talking about maybe in the 60s. So
last week at Casey, we were freezing to death in the press box. And now here today, we are trying to avoid sweating.
Yeah, last week it was nice and sunny. We left here in Bridgeport about 8:15. It ran in some clouds around Tuscola and rained a little bit, but it was 68 in Lawrenceville and 50 in Farmer City.
All right, here is Negus Bogard to kick off, a line drive kick, and it goes over the head of the Indian return man, who takes it out of the end zone. It's going to be a touchback. Yeah. It went into the end zone, a touchback. Back there returning it for the Indians was Hunter Scott, and a touchback. So the Indians will have it first and 10 at their own 20 to start this game.
Yeah, Bogard got a good leg, and of course, with the breeze, that could help, you know, in the kicking game or hinder it.
It is a brisk breeze out of the southwest, bringing us the hot air. So the Indians will start off on offense. See who they start at quarterback. Going to be Damon Parkman at the quarterback. Been a rotating basis with Brendan Winningham and Parkman, but Parkman's in there. Back off split to the left side. In split left and right. Parkman keeps it himself. Up the middle he goes. Bounces off one man. He's to the 25 and picks up about 5 yards. So it'll be second and 5 from the 25 for the Indians. Damon Parkman is a 6-foot, 185-pound junior, number one. He's rushed for 154 yards. This season, leading Indian carrier. Not much over Christian Beeman. Of course, Beeman not with the team the whole year.
But it's nice to pick up 5 yards on first down. You'd have to have those second, third, and long.
Spread formation. Backs offset left and right. Here is Parkman faking it and trying to take it up the middle. He's wrapped up for no gain. In fact, he may have lost a yard. It'll be third down and 6. In fact, he did lose a yard trying to go off tackle. So third down and 6 for the Indians. Play coming in from the Indian sideline. Blaine Winningham, the junior wide receiver, bringing it in. He'll split out. One of the three men split out to the left side. Single man to the right side. Back offset, Beeman to the right of Parkman in the spread formation. Parkman wanting to throw. Has time now, loses time, and has the ball stripped away. And Robinson recovers at the 11-yard line. Actually, more like the 12. Strip sack there for the Robinson Maroons. As Parkman went back, initially had time, then it broke down. They tried to bring the ball in. The ball was stripped away, and the Maroons have the first turnover of the day.
They kind of spun him around and didn't have to get ball secure. So
the Maroons with a chance to jump on top here. Good field position. Ball's at the Indian 12-yard line, first and 10 for the visitors from Crawford County. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Braden Childress at the quarterback, and they give off to the running back, Tyler Beard, off the right side. He's a 5'10", 175-pound junior, and not much there for him.
Maybe
picked
three.
Picked up 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7. Braden Childress is a 6'3", 200-pound junior, number 5. Here is a give to the running back. Up the middle he goes, and pounding forward inside the 5, close to the goal line, is Florkowski, a familiar name. Garrett Florkowski, 6'3", 170-pound sophomore, former Red Hill Saluki.
Right.
Now on the Robinson Maroons, and he pounds it down inside the 5 to the 1. Well, it'll be first and goal for Robinson from there. Here is a give up the middle. Florkowski going to be dragged down. Lost yardage there as the Indian defenders were in there. Parkman, along with others, knocked him down. Brian Liskowski also in there. 5'10", 185-pound junior. Liskowski having a solid year on the Indian defense. Two men split to the right. Single man to the left. Here's a snap back. Here is Sherman keeping himself. Up the middle he goes, and fumbling into the end zone for the touchdown.
Well, he fumbled the ball, but they called it a touchdown.
He was across the plane before the ball came loose. So it's a touchdown, a one-yard touchdown run. So at the 9:28 mark of the first quarter, Robinson capitalizes on the turnover, takes the lead on the run by quarterback Childress, Braden Childress, and here comes Bogard to attempt the extra point kick out of the hold of the aforementioned Childress. Snap back, ball down, the kick is up, the kick is high, and the kick is good. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 9:28 to go, opening quarter. Robinson Maroons 7, Lawrenceville Indians nothing. Back with the kickoff in a minute. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Gray's in Bridgeport, Lawrence County's family-owned iconic restaurant, has been feeding delicious steaks, fish, chicken, and pork chops to three generations and counting. The Gray family has been a longtime supporter of Lawrence County schools and Lawrence County athletics. Since the heyday of oil refineries and championship teams to the present, Gray's has been the place to hang out before or after a ball game. Whether it's to enjoy a drink or grab a bite to eat, stop by Gray's and create new memories or relive the old glory days. Gray's in Bridgeport, a Lawrence County tradition for over 70 years.
Back here at Loeb Field, homecoming 2018, Steve Anderson, Rob McKinley, Indian football on Light 103. Robinson leading after the turnover. Here's a squib kick, and it's taken by one of the Indian up men at the 46. I think that was by design.
I think it was too.
And the Indians were alert to it and grabbed it up. Robinson going for the jugular here early, trying to get the ball back and capitalize with their momentum here early. But the Indians have it in good field position. Looks like they're going to mark it at the 47. The Indian 47, that's where they'll go, first and 10. Let's see if they can take advantage of this field position. Turnovers have been a key for the Indians this year, in addition to other problems with regard to offense. And they can't just afford to turn the ball over, especially deep in your own territory. Parkman in the spread formation. Back offset. Beeman to the left side. Single man to the left. Two to the right. Parkman wanting to throw. Has time. Throws over the middle. The pass is incomplete. Incomplete. Intended for Lathan Chisholm. But it was at his feet. And it'll be second down and 10. Parkman has shown the ability to throw the ball down the field, but that was not one of his better passes.
No, it was low and inside, I guess you'd call it.
So second down and 10 for the Indians at their own 47-yard line. Again, you're just joining us here. Maroons taking advantage of an Indian turnover, scoring, and the Indians with the ball for the second time in this young homecoming game. Spread formation. Here's Parkman giving it off to Beeman, left side, and he is going to be wrapped up, and the flag flies in the defensive backfield, and Beeman was wrapped up anyway. We'll see what that is. Looks like a hold against the Indians, and it is. That hurts, too. Penalties and turnovers, when you're limited offensively, really kill you.
Right, especially like the turnover down inside the red zone.
We'll talk it over with the Maroons defensive captain, number 54. That is David Goble. He's a 6'3", 250-pound senior. Penalty from the spot of the foul in high school, of course. The ball moved all the way back inside the 35 to the 34. Indian 34, that's where we'll have it. Second down and 19. Single man split to the right side, two to the left. Now a man in motion is Chisholm to the right side, and we have a flag on the play.
I think Chisholm was in motion.
Illegal procedure against the Indians, and not a good start here for the Tribe on homecoming 2018.
Yeah, like he went in motion and then turned upfield before the ball was snapped.
That moves the ball back inside the 30 to the 29. Second down and 24 from there with 9 minutes, 6 seconds to go. Opening quarter, Robinson 7, Lawrenceville nothing. Maroons bidding for win number 2 on the season. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Indians. Trips to the right side. Single man to the left. Beeman to the left side of Parkman in the spread formation. Parkman wanting to throw. Has time. Now throws. Lost it over the middle. Pass is caught by Beeman. Has some running room. He's to the 40-yard line. Then it quickly closes on him. And he's dropped at the 40-yard line.
Get him 11 on the play.
But they're still well short of the first down yardage they need. Third down and 13 with 8:26 to go in the opening quarter, 7-0, Robinson. See what Chad Green and his offensive staff want to do here. They send two men split to the left side, two to the right. Beeman this time is offset to the right side of the quarterback. Parkman wants to throw under pressure, throws. Hit as he throws, pass is caught. Caught by Winningham. He's to the 30. 25, and down he goes there. Flag on the play, too. Might have been some contact prior to the catch, but he made the catch anyway, did Blaine Winningham, and he's got a first down if it stands.
Calling a holding penalty.
Holding against the Indians. That wipes out a nice catch. And a first down.
And I think it may be a first down. It depends on where the... Because they're going to mark it all the way back, I guess. I thought they marked the penalty from where the hold was, but...
Yep, it's going to come back, and they'll...
the flag was way back to the line of scrimmage, so...
They'll mark it from the spot of the foul. We'll wait to see where they put it here with 8 minutes to go exactly in the opening quarter. 7-0 Robinson. And they'll mark it all the way back to the Indian 20, where it'll be third down and 36 from there.
That's three penalties for 25 yards against the Indians during the first... 4 minutes of the game.
Indians at the start of the year, Rob, didn't make any penalties at all. Now they've had a flurry of them here, especially in this first part of this game. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Spread formation, Beeman offset to the right side of the Indian quarterback. Parkman on the long count. Gives it now to Beeman off the left side. Has some running room. Now it quickly closes up. He gets across the 25 to about the 26-yard line. Picked up about six. Fourth down, and the Indians will kick it away. Brandon Winningham into kick, and the Maroons send single man back. That's Dylan York, 5'10", 145-pound freshman, I believe. Here's the Winningham kick off the side of his foot. Takes a Robinson bounce. And it'll be down inside Indian territory at the 48. So the Maroons, with a 7-0 lead, have good field position for this offensive drive inside Indian territory at the 48-yard line. With 7:02 to go here in the opening quarter. And it's 7-0 for Robinson. Indian football on Light 103 WAKO. Brought your way by WTHI-TV. Depend on News 10 WTHI for coverage you can count on. And also by People's State Bank, mortgages, mobile banking, and more. We're your community bank. Also by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. They have you covered from head to toe with medical needs. And Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy in Bridgeport. They are your locally owned and operated pharmacy.
There's a timeout on the field. I don't anybody call a timeout. It may be a water break. I don't know.
So we do have a timeout. Ambrall Federal Credit Union timeout. It is 7-0. Robinson on top. We'll hold it right here as both teams head back. Yeah, on a day like today, they're most likely going to have an officials timeout or two to make sure everybody's okay. And so they're ready to go. So we will not take a break. And Robinson with the ball in good shape at the Indian 48, leading 7-0 with 7:02 to go in the opening quarter. And here comes Braden Childress. Snap to him. He throws to the right side. Pass is caught out there. Man open is number 22, Tyler Weber, and he's knocked down close to the first down inside the 40, very close to the first down. It depends on where they mark it. Looks like they'll mark it just short. So he picked up 9. It'll be... No, they give him a first down. A friendly mark over there across the way. First down for the Maroons at the 39. 6:40 to go here in the opening quarter. 7-0. And the Maroons... What? Was it a fumble there?
I guess it was a completed pass and then a fumble.
Yeah, I didn't see. And nobody was jumping up and down like normally it would. So apparently they did. Boy, that's the strangest play I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So the Indians recover a fumble, apparently, after the completed pass, and the Indians have it. So a turnover, and the Indians have the ball. Here's Parkman at the quarterback. Wants to throw, rolls right side, throws right side. Pass caught by Winningham, 50-yard line. Jukes by one man, 45, 40, out of bounds. In front of the Indian bench, and a first down. Lane Winningham, a nice catch. And the Indians are into Maroon territory.
About a 21-yard pickup.
To the 40-yard line. Well-run route and a good throw there from Parkman to Blaine Winningham. 6:30 to go in the opening quarter. So Indians coming up with a turnover over across the way, and they move into Maroon territory. Spread formation, backs offset, left and right. Give to Beeman off the left side, and he is going to be stripped of the ball. I think the ball popped loose. We'll wait and see.
I think it's going to be second down, though.
Yep. He got it back.
The official threw a beanbag there so to mark it. But
he lost yardage. Lost a couple of yards. So it'll be second down and 12 at the 42. The Robinson 42.
Robinson took advantage of the Indian turnover, but it was deep in the Indian back in there inside the red zone. This one little about the 40-yard line, so...
Spread formation, two split to the left, single man to the right sides, backs offset left and right. Parkman wanting to throw over the middle, pass is incomplete, almost intercepted. Stepping in there was number 33, Wrigley Young, a sophomore, 5'11", 204-pounder. And from his linebacking spot, almost picked it off.
One of his parents are Cub fans by the name of naming him Wrigley.
Third down for the Indians, third and long, third and 12 from the Robinson 42. 5:39 to go here in the opening quarter. Robinson leading 7-0. Trips to the left side, single man to the right side. Back offset, Beeman to the right of quarterback Parkman in the spread formation. Throws to the left side, pass caught by Winningham. He's to the 40, 45. And down inside, 35 I should say, and down into the 30-yard line, very close to a first down. And it looks like it is a first down for the Indians.
He's at the 29-yard line.
Yep, got enough for the first down. 13. So the Indians convert.
That's 45-yard passing for the Indians. They're up 3 of 5 for 45.
Down to the 29-yard line of Robinson and a first down for the Tribe. Trailing 7-0 here early, 5:20 to go, opening quarter. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Back offset to the right side. Now a man in motion is Chisholm. Here is the give off to Beeman off the left side, and he's wrapped up and knocked down for maybe a 2-yard gain. So it'll be second down and long for the Indians.
Lost about one, it looks like.
Ball at the 30-yard line, the Robinson 30. 4:49 to go. Clock moving here in the opening quarter. 7-0, Maroons. Two split to the left, two split to the right. Spread formation. Now a man in motion is Chisholm. Fake to him. Parkman keeps it left side. Has some room. Now tripped up as he gets to the 25-yard line. And it'll be a pickup of about 4. Third down and 6. 4:25 to go here in the opening quarter of action. Sun-drenched, breezy, low field.
And probably 4-down territory.
You would think.
Because if you punt the ball in the end zone, you're not going to get... Because the ball's at 25, so... Or 30-yard line.
Single man to the left side. Two split to the right. Backs offset left and right. Now motion man, Chisholm. There's a low snap. Parkman brings it up. And he's driven down after picking up a couple of yards. Bad snap. Hampered that. Now it'll be fourth down. So another mistake by the Indians.
And I don't know when that ball was snapped. I don't hit one of the legs of one of the linemen or not, because it kind of like it changed direction and everything. But no gain.
Fourth down. Four down territory, as you would imagine. Here comes Blaine Winningham in with the play from the Indian sideline. Indians trying to take advantage of a turnover. Have the ball at the 27 of Robinson. Fourth down and 8. Two split to the left, single man to the right. Backs offset left and right. Parkman in the spread formation, wanting to throw. Under pressure, throws across the middle, passes, intercepted. Intercepted that time. Dylan York was able to get there and made the interception. Parkman threw it into heavy coverage, and Parkman is intercepted by Dylan York, the freshman, and a turnover for the Indians. So another foray into Robinson territory comes up empty. And the Indians will go on defense. Robinson will have it first and 10 at their own 11-yard line with 3:13 to go here in the opening quarter, and the Maroons leading 7-0. Here's Braden Childress at the quarterback. In split left and right. Back offset to the right side. They give to that back, trying to roll to the outside. Has a bit of room, tries to turn it up. Strung out by the Indians, out of bounds. Maybe a 2 or 3 yard gain for Tyler Beard, the 5'10", 175-pound junior running back. He picked up about 3, so it'll be second down and 7. 3:09 to go here in the opening quarter play. Ball at the Maroon 14-yard line. In split left and right. I formation in the backfield now. Here is running back up the middle. Actually, that's the quarterback keeping it. Braden Childress faked to the running back, then kept it himself, and he has a first down as he's across the 25, close to the 26-yard line. That'll be a first down. He was at the 27. That's where they mark him. First and 10 at their own 27 for the Maroons with 3 minutes to go here in the opening quarter of play. Braden Childress keeping himself. He's in the spread formation. Two split to the right, single man to the left. They give off to the left side to Florkowski, trying to turn the corner. Does. He's across the 30 to about the 31. And he picked up about 4 yards on first down. It'll be second down and 6. 2:34 and the clock moving here in the opening quarter. 7-0 Maroons. Took advantage of a strip sack, and Braden Childress went in for the score. Here is a give to the running back, and up the middle is number 23. That's Beard again, Tyler Beard. Picked up some yardage, not first down yardage. Picked up a couple. Third down and about three. See if the Indian defense can hold here. And the Indians jump off sides. That's going to give them a free 5 yard. They went with a hard count. They got to the line of scrimmage quickly, did Robinson. Yeah. Went with a hard count. And it's offside against the Indians. That'll give them a first down at the 39-yard line. Again, another mistake by the Indians. Maroons went with a quick huddle and went with a hard count and got the first down. Well, here's Childress. A backs offset left and right. In split left and right. Indians showing blitz, and they get into the neutral zone again. Jaden Miller trying to get a jump and get a direct line to the quarterback, and he's called for offside, so it'll be first and five. Ball now moved up to the Robinson 44-yard line with a minute 32 to go here in the opening quarter. Clock moving. Robinson on top, 7-0. Backs offset left and right. Spread formation for Braden Childress, the quarterback. Gives off the right side to Beard. Beard has running room down the sidelines. He's into Indian territory across the 50 to the 45-yard line. They mark him at the 46. That'll be a first down. First down, Robinson on the ground to Tyler Beard, the 5'10", 175-pound junior. So first down, the Indian 46-yard line. Minute 15 to go, opening quarter. Backs offset left and right. Braden Childress at the quarterback. Looks to the sidelines on the long count. Here is a give up the middle to one of the running backs. Burrows forward. Trying to get across the 45, close to the 40-yard line. Stops short. And he's at the 42. But it'll be second down. 50 seconds, I should say, to go here in the opening quarter. Clock now on the move, 7-0 Maroons. Maroons on the march here after the interception. Spread formation, back offset to the right side. Braden Childress keeps it himself. Up the middle he goes, has first down yardage, diving inside the Indian 35-yard line to about the 34, and that'll be a first down for the Maroons.
It was a 9-yard pickup.
Ball marked at the 34, the Indian 34, with 28 seconds to go. Play clock at 20, so they'll have to run a play before the end of the quarter. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left, backs offset left and right. Braden Childress at the quarterback for the Maroons. Fakes, keeps it himself, up the middle he goes, has running room. He's outside to the 20, 15, 10, 5, and into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown. Childress, Braden Childress, a quarterback keeper, able to sift through some traffic, then got to the sidelines, down the sidelines and into the end zone for the touchdown. And with 8 seconds to go here in the opening quarter, Robinson increases the lead with the extra point attempt from Bogard upcoming. Out of the hold of Childress. Snap back, ball down, the kick is up, the kick is high, and the kick is through. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 8 seconds to go, opening quarter. Score now, Robinson 14, Lawrenceville nothing. This is Indian football on Light 103.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan Salt Therapy Room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you and like us on Facebook.
Indian football on Light 103 is brought your way by Citizens National Bank, Lawrenceville's Banking Center, No Better Banking, and by Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville, your local family chiropractors. Here's the maroon kickoff. High kick taken by the Indian up man at the 10, fumbles, picks it up at the 12-yard line, tries to get to the outside, tripped up across the 15 to the 17-yard line. And that was for the Indians. Hunter Scott, kickoff return. So the Indians will have it with 2.8 seconds to go here in the opening quarter, trailing 14-0. And now we have, I think, a flag on the play. Nope, I guess not. Yeah. Indians just huddling back up there. Ball's at the 18-yard line, first and 10 from their own 18 for the Indians with 2.8 seconds to go here in opening quarter. That has been in the favor of the guests from Crawford County. Two split to the left side, two split to the right. Here is a give to Beeman, trying to get to the outside, 20, 25, across the 30, diving for the sticks across the way. May have picked up a first down. Christian Beeman may have a first down as the first quarter comes to the close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard at the end of one quarter here at Loeb Field, it's Robinson Maroons 14, Lawrenceville Indians nothing. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If you or a loved one needs personalized care outside the home, you'll find it at Aperian Care Bridgeport. Aperian Care services include personalized post-hospital care and rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, post-cardiac and stroke rehab, dementia and Alzheimer's care, RT and pain management. Plus, we provide all of the conveniences and amenities you want. Aperian Care Bridgeport, promoting recovery and well-being close to home.
Back here at Loeb Field, Lawrenceville Indian football on Light 103 brought your way by the Lawrence County Health Department, Complete Wellness, Body, Mind, and Community. Also by KZ State Bank, bank where you want, when you want, and how you want. And also by Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville, famous for their delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about one right now or after the game? Normally, Bill Richardson would chime in with the phone number.
Yeah.
I don't remember the phone number. You don't know the phone number.
I think it's 943-2612.
You got it on? You got it too, huh?
Yeah, I got it too.
All right. There we go. Bob's Pizza, famous throughout. Well, glad you're with us here on this Saturday afternoon. We had better news for you here. Still a lot of football to go. Ready for the second quarter. Indians trailing 14-0. I'm Steve Anderson. Rob McKinley is alongside. Bill Richardson not with us this afternoon. He'll be back with us for action next week. Well, we'll be back with us. We'll be off next week, Bill and I will, for the game. We'll talk more about that momentarily. Here's Parkman wanting to throw. Throw caught out in the flats across the 30 to about the 34-yard line. Catch made out there by the Indians. It's ball marked at the 34.
51 yards passing for the Indians.
So second down and about six. Second and six. Indians, two men split to the left, two split to the right. Parkman gives off to Beeman. Beeman is wrapped up after a gain of a yard or two. When you rush for 100 yards in any league game, Rob, you're a marked man.
Yeah.
Christian Beeman's going to have to earn his yards here today. I'm sure the Maroons are keying on him.
Picked up a yard. I think it'll be third down in about five.
Jeff Herman on the stop for the Robinson defense, a 5'9", 158-pound junior. So third down and four for the Indians. 10:56 to go, second quarter. Parkman wanting to throw under pressure. Rolls away. Now looking for a running room. He's popped. Still on his feet. Battling forward. He might have the first down. A heck of an effort by Parkman to get the first down as he was under the gun. Yeah. Spun away from a tackler, then was popped short of the first down yardage, but kept his legs turning and picked up the first down at the 39, their own 39. So the Indians have it first and 10 at that position.
Because he got hit pretty hard, about 3 yards short of the first down. I thought he was going down there, but he kept going ahead.
Parkman, a 6 foot, 185-pounder.
His legs size churning. For a quarterback at 185 pounds, yeah.
Kept the legs churning. That was the key. Trips to the left side, single man to the right side. Parkman wanting to throw. Throws across the middle. It's incomplete. Incomplete. Intended for Ryan Schultz. Across the middle. He was well covered. And he was under pressure there at the very end as the Robinson defender came free on the from the offensive line. Second down and 10. 10:20 to go here in the third quarter play. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass. Second quarter play, I should say. 14-0, Robinson. Two Childress touchdown runs in the first quarter for the Maroons. Spread formation. Backs offset left and right. Parkman in the spread on the long count. Gives to Beeman. Burrows his head forward across the 40-yard line to about the 41. Picked up a couple. It'll be third down and 8. Third down and 8 for the Indians inside their own territory at their 40-yard line. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Trips to the left side. Single man to the right. Spread formation. Back offset to the right side. Parkman under pressure, under the blitz. Pass is caught.
Oh, nice
caught
pass.
Across the middle. Nice catch made there by Brennan Winningham. Yeah. The other Winningham makes the catch. Blaine and Brennan, and a first down for the Indians. He took a blow. Ball inside of Robinson territory at the 49-yard line, a first down catch. He was under heavy pressure from the blitz.
And the pass was right. He threaded a needle on that, didn't he?
It's the first down for the Indians at the Robinson 49 with 9:35 to go. Second quarter, Robinson on top, 14-0. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Indians. Two men split to the left side. Single man, well, two men to the right side, too. Now we have a timeout wanted by the Indians. Time for an Ambrol Federal Credit Union timeout. 9:18 to go here in the second quarter. It's Robinson 14 and Lawrenceville nothing. We're back in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
This is Bill from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. October is Built Ford Tough Month, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a Ford dealer, I'm proud to display the blue Ford Oval, but this month I am also proud to support the color pink and to raise awareness about breast cancer. It's October, Built Ford Tough Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So drive one, and don't forget to check on the girls. Just a little reminder from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Ambrol Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the game.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Ambrol Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
Back here at Loeb Field, Steve Anderson, Rob McKinley, Indian football. Indians first and 10 at the Robinson 49-yard line. 9:18 to go, second quarter. Indians with the ball. Parkman back to throw. Throws left side. Pass caught by Winningham. Away from one man inside the 40-yard line. Has another first down if they mark it, where I think they will.
Like about 11-yard pickup, yeah. Should be.
First down. Brennan Winningham is a freshman, 5'10", 165-pounder. Started the year at the quarterback. Then it started to alternate with Parkman. And now he is strictly an end and made a good catch there.
Both of the Winninghams, one of them's on one side, one's the other probably.
Indeed. Here is Parkman again, keeping himself and has some running room. Now to the 30-yard line, 25, down the sidelines, inside the 10, knocked out of bounds at the 5-yard line. Parkman keeping himself on the option play. Faked to one man, then kept it himself, got a little running room to the outside over on the Robinson side of the field, and the Indians have it first and goal. They mark him at the 6, at the Robinson 6. He'll be first and goal.
About a 27-yard run.
Indians up to the line of scrimmage, spread formation, to the left, to the right. Here's a give to Beeman, up the middle he goes, and he's wrapped up close to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and goal from the 7, so he lost a yard. Indians have the chance to get on the board here with 8:30 to go in the second quarter. Trips to the left side, single man to the right. Parkman wants to throw to the left side. Pass is caught out there by Blaine Winningham, diving to the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Indians! Blaine Winningham with the catch. 7-yard touchdown catch by Winningham, Blaine. And the Indians are on the board here. Blaine Winningham, 6'2", 165-pound junior, number 16 on his back. Touchdown catch, the 8:21 mark. And the Indians will go for two as they have all year. Again, no kicking game for the Indians. So they go for two to try to draw closer here. Trailing 14-6, Parkman up under center. Full house backfield. Here's a give up the middle and nothing doing there as they give it to Beeman and he's wrapped up well short of the goal line. So the two-point conversion attempt no good. 8:21 to go here in the second quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Scoreboard now reads Robinson Maroons 14, Lawrenceville Indians 6. Back with the kickoff, you're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your funeral and memorial needs.
Hi, this is Stacy Lockhart. Are you ready to clean out the office, clean out file cabinets, and get rid of old electronics? Citizens National Bank is hosting a free community-wide document shred and e-destroy day on Saturday, October 13th from 8 to 10 a.m. in Bridgeport and 10 a.m. to noon at Lawrenceville Bank for the Lawrence County residents. You can visit our Facebook page for more details. And don't forget, it's also a pet food drive for the Lawrence County Humane Society.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Indian Football on Light 103 brought your way by Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Everything you need for all your projects, get it at Leggett. And by Wabash General Hospital, people you know, helping people that you love. Indians on the board here. Touchdown catch of 7 yards by Blaine Winningham. Indians on the board, trailing 14-6. And Brennan Winningham ready to kick it off to restart this game. I'm Steve Anderson, Rob McKinley alongside. Glad you're with us. Homecoming 2018. Here is the kick. A high end-over-end kick taken at about the 14-yard line. Now given off to the return man to the sidelines. 20, 25, 30, 35. Down the sidelines. Knocked out of bounds over there. That was number 12 for Robinson. Roddy Simpson making that return. 5'8", 142-pound sophomore.
He returned it from about, after he got the handle, from about the, what, the 15-yard line. Actually, they mark him at about the 38-yard line, 23-yard return.
That's look, where the Maroons will have it.
Looks like he went farther than that, but he was out of bounds earlier.
38-yard line, spread formation, backs offset left and right of quarterback Braden Childress. And he keeps it himself to the outside, struggling forward. Nice run there across the 45, close to the 46. Braden Childress keeping it himself over across the way, right in front of the Robinson sideline. And first-year head coach Casey Pinnell and his staff. Robinson going with no-huddle offense here. Two split to the right side, single man to the left, backs offset. Now here's Sherman keeping it again, has a first down. Or I should say that's Childress. And he's into Indian territory at the 48-yard line. Braden Childress, the quarterback for the Robinson Maroons. He's been an effective carrier. In fact, he has both their touchdowns here in this first half. Again, they go with the no-huddle offense. Single man to the left, to the right. Backs offset left and right. Spread formation for Braden Childress. Gives it to the second man through off the left side, and he's brought down with no gain. That's Florkowski with the carry. Garrett Florkowski, and he was wrapped up and lost yardage, lost a yard. So it'll be second down and 11 for the Maroons. As they keep up the fast pace here. Two men split to the left, single man to the right. Backs offset to the left side of the quarterback in the spread formation. Childress keeping himself. Left side has running room inside the 40-yard line, diving out of bounds over across the way inside the 40, close to the first down sticks. Wait to see where they mark him.
He can be maybe about a yard short, maybe.
They are going to mark him at the 38-yard line, the Indian 38, third down and a yard. Here's Childress up the middle, has the first down and more as he pearls in to pass the 30-yard line down to about the 32. First down carry there for Braden Childress. Robinson Maroons. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. 6:48 to go here in the second quarter. Here's the ball loose, and the Indians have it, I think. Parkman came up with it, and they do. Yep, Parkman with the recovery. Ball popped loose as the exchange between quarterback and running back was not good, and the Indians have a turnover, and they get the ball back, trailing by a score, 14-6, with 6:41 to go here in the second quarter of play. So a turnover by the Maroons, just what the Indian defense needed.
Right, there was a second turnover, second fumble that the Indians have recovered. They take over at the their own, about the 36-yard line.
First and 10 for the Indians at their own 36-yard line. 6:41 to go here in the second quarter play.
The Indians moved the ball down the field that last time, mostly on the arm of Damon Parkman to Brendan Winningham and Blaine.
Officials timeout on the field here. Lawrenceville Indian football on Light 103 WAKO is brought your way by Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville. Their family serving your family in a time of need. And Ambrall Federal Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of Ambrall Federal Credit Union. And also by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington, Indiana. Come find out why a Dobson deal is always a better deal. Indians recovering the fumble, first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. 6:41 to go, second quarter. Robinson on top, 14-6. Here on this homecoming afternoon, 2018. Folks over across the way under the tents. Tailgating over there. Indians first and 10. Here's Parkman wanting to throw across the middle. They almost intercepted right through the hands of the defensive player for Robinson. That was Trenton Rogers, 6'1", 170-pound junior. He had an interception but couldn't hold on. That would have been disastrous for the Indians to hand it right back after getting it back
it looked
on
like
a turnover.
He looked like he had open space towards the end zone, too.
So second and 10 from the 36 for the Indians. Their own 36, 6:41 to go. Parkman loses the snap, picks it up. Now is in trouble, and down he goes at the 20-yard line. So that was not a good snap. Yeah. Parkman couldn't handle it. Yeah. Then lost it again and loses it all the way back to the 20-yard line.
He's probably better off if he'd just fallen on the ball. He tried to pick it up and fumbled it again, so it's back to the 20. So it's a loss of 5, 10, 15.
Yep.
About 17 almost, I think.
A promising drive by the Indians now going backwards here. Third down and 26 from the 20, their own 20. Robinson with a three-man defensive front. Here is a low snap again, and it's recovered by Robinson. Recovered by the Maroons inside the 20-yard line. Number 58 in there, Grayson Wolf. He's a 6'5", 210-pound senior. Made the recovery. Another errant snap that couldn't be handled by Parkman. And the Indians killing themselves with mistakes here in this first quarter. Still only trail 14-6, but they've made plenty of mistakes. So Robinson in good shape. First and 10 at the Indian 12 after the recovery. Childress at the quarterback in the spread formation. Keeps it himself up the middle, trying to burrow forward. Gets to the 10. It'll be second down from there. 5:50 to go here in the second quarter. 14-6, Robinson. So up to the line of scrimmage they come. In split left and right. Backs offset to the left side of the quarterback. Keeps it himself. Childress up the middle. Flag flies. And Childress is to the 5-yard line. But we have a flag on the play. And we'll see what this is all about. Braden Childress has been the man on the ground for the Maroons here in this early going.
Illegal shift against Robinson.
Sort of wipe out that run.
I've got that as the first penalty against the Maroons.
So the clock stop with 5:28 to go here in the second quarter. They talk it over with the Indian defensive captain, Brian Liskowski. Illegal shift against the Maroons. And we'll see whether they mark the ball from the spot of the foul. Looks like at the 15-yard line. So second down and 13 from the 15 for the Maroons. Spread formation, backs offset left and right. Indians almost jumped again on the hard count by Childress. Looks to the sidelines. 12 on the play clock, plenty of time there. Again, spread formation. Here is a give this time up the middle to Tyler Beard. And a yard or two for Beard. It'll be third down and long. Parkman in there on the stop for the Indians. Defense. 4:50 to go, and the clock moving here in the second quarter. 14-6, Robinson. Two split to the left, two split to the right, back offset. That's Beard to the right side of quarterback Childress. Wants to throw, throws to the side, pass is caught out there, and knocked out of bounds. Inside the 10 was the receiver. I think it was number 22. Weber, yeah. Tyler Weber, the catch out there in the flats. Picked up 5 yards. It'll be fourth down. Fourth down. Inside the Indian 10.
Bogard's going to attempt a field goal.
Yeah, he is.
From about 23-yard field goal.
Yep.
He's got
snap
the leg
back,
for it.
Ball down. The kick is up. The kick is high, and the kick is good. So, a field goal by Negus Bogard of Robinson. It increases the Maroon lead. 4:31 to go on the People's State Bank scoreboard here in the second quarter. Score now reads Robinson 17, Lawrenceville 6. Back with the kickoff in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Back here at Loeb Field, Steve Anderson, Rob McKinley, Indian football. Maroons off the successful kick, field goal kick, ready to kick it away. Here is Bogard, high end over end kick, and taken at about the 14-yard line to the 15, 20, 25, and down goes the return man at the 30-yard line. Skyler Toole with the return for the Indians, number 40. And it's first and 10 at their own 30 for the Indians with 4:24 to go here in the second quarter and trailing by 11, 17-6. So let's see what the Indian offense wants to do here. Indians turned it over last time. They had it on offense. Parkman has trips to the right side, single man to the left, throws to the pass out there. Winningham, Brendan Winningham with the catch. And he's wrapped up after a short gain, about three or four. It'll be second down and seven. 4:07 to go, the clock moving here in this second quarter play. Glad you're with us. Indian football, Saturday afternoon, here at Loeb Field. Trips to the left side. Here is a give to Beeman. He's under pressure and down he goes. In the grasp of number 45 for Robinson. In there. Don't have a 45 on my roster either. So a mystery man.
That's about 6 yards it looks like.
So a loss of yardage there. Beeman wrapped up in the backfield, third down and long for the Indians with 3:20 to go here in the second quarter, 17-6. Robinson, spread formation, empty back, well, back offset. Beeman, throw by Parkman down the side, and it's a caught. Oh, incomplete. Incomplete, in and out of the grasp of the receiver, Brandon Goble. He couldn't gather it in, had it for a minute, 6'1", 135-pound junior.
He had it down to about the 35-yard line, and if he could have caught it and shook the defender, he'd have gone all the way for a touchdown.
As it is, it'll be fourth down, and the Indians will kick it away. So Robinson will get the ball back with some time to work with here in this first half of play, Indians leading 17-6. Now we have a timeout wanted by Robinson. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 3:08 to go, second quarter. Robinson 17, Lawrenceville 6. This is Indian football on Light 103.
October. Leggett Lumber and Hardware says don't let the month of trick-or-treat trick you into sidelining those gotta-get-done projects. Get to them before winter does. Get that electrical wiring finished before Aunt June plugs in her hairdryer. Leggett's has all the electrical supplies you need. Electric wire by the foot or the roll. Roofing, lumber, doors, and windows. Stop those winter drafts before they start. All the tools you need and Leggett Lumber and Hardware's expertise. Everything for fall fix-up time at Leggett Lumber and Hardware, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. Get it at Leggett.
Your stress-free radio station. This is Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes, a DLC media radio station.
Back here at Loeb Field, Indian football on Light 103. Indian football brought your way by Best Way Express. If you have a Class A CDL, Call 833-BEST-WAY today. Your truck driving career is waiting by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. They are local medical professionals caring for local people. By Loeb Oil, family-owned and privately held oil and gas exploration and production company. They've been in business for over 70 years. Loeb Oil. Indians with the ball. Fourth down, they'll kick it away. Robinson with a single man back at about his own 36-yard line to receive this Brennan Winningham kick. Here is the kick. And a high kick.
Nice kick, yeah.
Booming with the wind here. It takes a Robinson bounce, goes out of bounds at the 31-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for the Maroons at their own 31 with 3 minutes to work with. It's leading 17-6. Maroons have two timeouts left with which to work for head coach Casey Pinnell. First-year coach taking over for Tim Nolan. Indians, of course, under the tutelage of Chad Green in his first year after Greg Wood stepped down from the Indian position. So here's the Maroons ready to go. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left. Backs offset. Here is Childress up the middle, has running room. He's across the 35, close to the 40-yard line. Picked up very good yardage, almost 9 yards on that first down play. He's at the 40, yards short, 9-yard pickup. Again, the Maroons going with a no-huddle offense here. Send three to the left side, single man to the right. Back offset to the right side. And here is Childress throwing. Pass is caught out in the flats. Caught out there by Dylan York. He's knocked out of bounds in front of the Robinson sideline over there. First down catch. Close to midfield. Say at the 48. Their own 48 for the Maroons. Clock stopped. 2:27 to go here in the second quarter. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Here's a low snap. To the quarterback up the middle he goes. That is Childress. Childress in the secondary. He's to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown. Childress snapped it right to him, direct snap, and he went right up the middle, right up the gut, as they say, and into the end zone for a touchdown.
52 yards.
52-yard quarterback scamper by Braden Childress. His third rushing touchdown of the half. And the Maroons increase their lead to 23-6 with 2:12 to go here in the second quarter. And here's the Bogard kick. It is up, and it is good. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard, after the quick strike by Robinson, 2:12 to go, second quarter. Robinson now leads 24-6 over the Indians. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Back here at Loeb Field, homecoming 2018 Indian football on Light 103. Indians trailing 24-6 now after the touchdown run by Braden Childress of Robinson. Maroons leading 24-6. Here's the kick, and Toole takes it at about the 20-yard line. He's to the 25, to the 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Inside of Robinson territory and tripped up over on the far sidelines.
Yeah.
Out of bounds he goes inside Robinson territory. Skyler Toole, 5'11", 165-pound junior. Only been active for a few games, but he's made a difference.
About 45-yard return on that.
Nice return. So the Indians in business in Robinson territory with some time to work with, 2:05 and two timeouts. So see if they can do something offensively here.
Could be a big lift for them if they could get ball in the end zone here before halftime, because I think Robinson will have the second kickoff for the second half.
Indians clad in, again, as I mentioned, their home red uniforms with white numerals. Looks like Brennan Winningham now in there at the quarterback. Trips to the left side. Single man to the right side. Winningham wanting to throw. Throws to the flats, and it's incomplete. Out of the hands of Blaine Winningham. The brotherly connection there did not work. Brennan to Blaine, and it's incomplete. Second down. Tried to run before he caught the ball.
Indians now 8 of 14. Passing 95 yards.
So a quarterback change with Brennan Winningham in there, replacing Damon Parkman.
Parkman on the sidelines over on the bench by the coaches, so.
Interesting. Two men split to the left side, single man to the right, spread formation. Brennan Winningham back to throw under pressure, trying to roll away. Escapes to the outside, 40. 35, gets a block, 30,
block.
25, and out of bounds he goes.
Yeah.
And a flag, a horse collar tackle, out of bounds on the maroon defender over there. And a first down with some added yardage to be coming up here. That was a good block there. I didn't see who made it.
I don't know, but
that sprung him.
He got about 19 yards, let's see, 19 yards on the run.
So a first down carry for Brennan Winningham, and there'll be some additional yardage added on that horse collar tackle out of bounds. And it'll be ball marked at the 11-yard line, the Robinson 11, first down for the Indians at the Robinson 11.
Yeah.
Plenty of time to go, a minute 54, and again two timeouts. Indians chance to get on the board here. Trailing 24-6.
Chris Jones was the recipient of that block.
Single man to the left side. Two men split to the right. Back offset. Beeman, left side. Actually, that's not Beeman. That is
Brandon Blackwell.
First time we've mentioned his name. 5'10", 170-pounder in the backfield.
Maybe
for the Indians.
1 yard pickup.
Second down. From the 10.
Still a minute and a half to go in the half. Two timeouts, I think, so.
Trips to the right side, single man to the left. Back offset to the left side. Here is a throw, and it's incomplete. Throw into the middle. Those are dangerous. Winningham trying to thread the needle there. Brennan Winningham. Incomplete pass. Third down at the 9. They can get a first down at the 1. Minute 22 to go. Clock stopped on the incompleted pass. Two men split to the left side. And a single man to the right. Looks like backs offset left and right of the Indian quarterback, Brennan Winningham. Wants to roll, looking to the end zone. Now he's going to throw, and he throws it away out of bounds. He's already in the grasp of a defender. And we have a holding call against the Indians. So flag on the play. Holding against the Tribal set them back.
So it'll still be third down if they accept the penalty.
See what Robinson wants to do here. Talking to defensive captain Grayson Wolf.
They're going to take the penalty.
Mark them back to the 15, looks like. Well, they're going to be. So the 15, they're going to mark it off from the 15, the spot of the foul. Actually, the 10 was the spot of the foul.
So back to the 20-yard line, so it'll be third down and...
Up to the 25. I was right initially.
Yeah. Third down and about, 23? They need to go to about the 2 or 3 for the first down.
To the 1 for a first down. 24-6, Robinson leading. Indians with a golden opportunity here, but penalty, a holding call has knocked them back. Single man split to the left side, trips to the right side, back offset to the left, and the Maroons move into the neutral zone. Jumping in there was the aforementioned Grayson Wolf on the hard count, and that'll be a free five. So the ball will be at the Indian 19, or I should say the Robinson 19. Still third down and long from there. Got to get to the one. Again, trips to the right side. Single man to the left. Back offset to the left side. Winningham under pressure is going to be, well, he gets away. Now he's sacked. Sacked at the 22-yard line. Missing him initially was Grayson Wolf.
He's limping. Yeah, that's him.
He's hurt.
He turned his ankle or something. When Winningham tried to escape and
could not from the did from the initial man, but then the secondary people cleaned up. And so it's fourth down and long for the Indians. Got to get to the one. Fourth and 21 from the 22. With a minute, 7 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Robinson on top, 24-6. Homecoming 2018. See what the Indians do here on fourth down. 55 seconds to go. Clock in the red. Now the Indians are confused on offense, and they burn a timeout. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout on the field. 50 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Robinson 24, Lawrenceville 6. Back in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back here at Edlow Field, I'm Steve Anderson, Rob McKinley alongside Indian football. Indians with fourth down and 21 from the Robinson 22. Here is Winningham wanting to throw, under pressure, throws long, down the side, jump ball, pass is caught for a touchdown. Touchdown, Blaine Winningham. Ball initially deflected off the Indian receiver in the same area. That was Brandon Goble. Blaine Winningham was right there, and he got the deflection in the back of the end zone for the touchdown.
So Winningham got the touchdown?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, off of Goble. Winningham right there to grab it in for the touchdown. Blaine Winningham, his second touchdown catch here in this first half, and the Indians draw closer, trailing 24-12, 43.1 seconds to go here in the second quarter. So a little lift there for the Indians. And they score, and then again they go for two. Two men split to the left side, two split to the right. Spread formation. Here is Brennan wanting to throw. Under pressure, throws in the back of the end zone and out of the end zone. Incomplete. Two-point conversion is no good. However, the score has changed on the People's State Bank scoreboard. 43.1 seconds to go now. Second quarter. Score now reads Robinson 24, Lawrenceville 12. Back with the kickoff in a moment. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past.
And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Ready for the Indian kickoff here on Homecoming 2018. Here is the kick by Brendan Winningham. A line drive up the middle, taken by the up man at the 25 to the 30, 35. And down he goes. That is Beard, Tyler Beard for Robinson. They have it inside their own territory with 38 seconds to go. Quite a flurry of points here in the last few minutes, Robert.
Yeah, the 431, 212, and 43 seconds. So
Indians trailing 24-12. And see what the Maroons want to do with the remaining time here in the first half. Braden Childress, who has three rushing touchdowns here in this half, is in the spread formation, and now Maroons are confused, and they call a timeout. Timeout Robinson. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 38.9 seconds to go. 24-12. Robinson. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce that Jamie Niemerg, certified pediatric nurse practitioner, is seeing patients at the Family Practice Clinic located at 1200 Northeast Street inside SAHF Weber Medical Clinic. Jamie is available to see pediatric patients through age 21. She can care for children who are sick with common illnesses, as well as take care of well checks and physicals. She has a special interest in children with asthma and special needs. To make an appointment with Jamie, call 618-392-2940.
Back here at Loeb Field, 38.9 seconds to go in this slow-moving second quarter. A lot of scoring here in the last 3 minutes. 24-12, Robinson on top here. Steve Anderson, Rob McKinley here at Loeb Field. Braden Childress in the spread formation. And he keeps it himself. Up the middle he goes, has running room to the 45. And close to midfield at the 49-yard line. First down run. By Braden Childress, he has been the most effective Maroon ball carrier here in this first half.
I think he's well over 100 yards. He picked up 12 there.
38.2 seconds to go. Robinson in a hurry-up mode. Here is Sherman again up the middle, and he's to midfield before being driven back. Picks up about 2 yards. It'll be second down and eight. 27 seconds to go.
They have one timeout, so.
See if they want to use it. I had to burn one just a moment ago here after some confusion. 17 seconds to go. Here is Childress wanting to throw. Throws long down the side. The man is there, but incomplete. Knocked away. Lane Winningham knocking it away as open briefly was Tyler Weber. But Lane Winningham got his hand on it, knocked away at the last moment, preventing another score here in this first half. 10.5 seconds to go. And it'll be third down and eight for the Maroons from the Indian, from midfield. Time for one more play, perhaps. Two men split to the right side, single man to the left. And Childress keeps it himself. He's inside Indian territory to the 45, down inside the 45 to the 42-yard line. And that's going to be the end of the first half a play. So here on Homecoming 2018, the two ball clubs head to the locker room, and our score on the People's State Bank scoreboard here at halftime is the Robinson Maroons 24, the Lawrenceville Indians 12. Rob and I are back to talk about the first half with the halftime report in just a few minutes. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
For me, money means I can do the things I want to do. People's State Bank understands that, so they offer great services that make money easier to manage, like e-statements, online bill pay, mobile banking, and Shazam Bolt. The best part is, I can access it all right from my smartphone. No computer needed.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
This is Bill from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. October is Built Ford Tough Month, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a Ford dealer, I'm proud to display the blue Ford Oval, but this month I am also proud to support the color pink and to raise awareness about breast cancer. It's October, Built Ford Tough Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So drive one, and don't forget to check on the girls. Just a little reminder from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan salt therapy room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you and like us on Facebook.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, of service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Back here at Edlow Field, Steve Anderson, Rob McKinley, Bill Richardson not with us here on this homecoming weekend as the Lawrenceville Indians entertain the Robinson Maroons here at halftime. It is the visitors from Crawford County 24, Lawrenceville Indians 12. I'm Steve Anderson. Rob McKinley, as we mentioned, alongside. Glad you're with us. Indian football is brought your way by Gray's Restaurant in Bridgeport. They've been serving delicious steaks and fried fish for over 70 years. By Sweet Teas and Sip It on James Street in Lawrenceville. They're under new local ownership and committed to offer the best quality and service to Lawrence County. And by Aparian Care in Bridgeport, providing a level of personal caring that goes beyond post-hospital rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care. Well, here we are at halftime, and it's 24-12 with the Indians trailing the Robinson Maroons. Time now for the halftime report. Halftime report brought your way by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Rob, entertaining first half. Looked like it was going to be all Robinson there after one quarter of play. But the Indians, to their credit, came back and cut the lead. Then we had a flurry of points there in the latter part of the first half. And thus far, Robinson has the better of it, 24-12.
Yeah, the first Maroon touchdown came as a result of a fumble by the Indians deep in their own territory. Rushing-wise, the Indians, I've got them for 52 yards rushing. Passing, they've completed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They're 9 of 17 for 107 yards and a touchdown for the Indians. So 159 yards total of offense for Lawrenceville. For Robinson, I had them for a little over 200 yards rushing and 23 passing. Brayton Childress carried the ball 14 times for 187 yards. And was it three touchdowns he scored? I think he scored one, two, three touchdowns for the Maroons. First touchdown came with 9:28 to go in the first quarter. Childress went 2 yards. Negus Bogard kicked the extra point. It was 7-0. Childress, a 34-yard run, 14-0. Blaine Winningham caught a 7-yard pass from Parkman for a 14-6 game. Bogard a 23-yard field goal. Childress a 52-yard run and a touchdown pass from Winningham to Winningham. 24-12 at the half.
All right, Indian football here on Light 103. Here at halftime, the Marching Indians getting set to perform here before the homecoming crowd. We'll be back to talk more about this first half of action. You're listening to Indian football on Light 103.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Lowe Field, I'm Steve Anderson, Rob McKinley, Indian football on Light 103. Indians trailing the Robinson Maroons 24-12. Indians with a record of 0-6, 1-5, the Robinson record. Three more games remaining in the regular season for both these ball clubs. Robinson again trying for win number two. Indians trying to get into the win column for the first time this season. Marching Indians performing here at halftime. Congratulations to Cole Sumner, who was selected as the Lawrenceville High School Homecoming King. He was coronated along with the Queen, Manda Marley, yesterday afternoon after the homecoming parade here at Loeb Field, the coronation. And they'll reign over the remainder of the activities as homecoming weekend dwindles down. After the homecoming game here, there'll be the dance tonight at the LHS cafeteria. That'll be from 7 and until 10. Under the Stars is the theme for the dance. And that'll be tonight at the LHS cafeteria. Meanwhile, in the Lawrenceville High School gymnasium will be the Lawrenceville High School Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. Four individuals and a basketball team will be inducted this year in 2018. Individuals going in, H.J. Payne and Walter Butch Wolf. You remember those guys,
oh, yeah.
Rob?
Oh, yeah. They were a few years younger than I am, but I remember them both playing basketball for the Indians in the late 60s.
Yeah, H.J. Payne and Butch Wolf were both 1969 graduates, outstanding players for the Indians. Also going in as individuals, 1998 Lawrenceville High School graduate Brandon Lockhart and 2009 LHS graduate Zach Manley. Both were outstanding golfers during their time at LHS.
You know, and Zach has been in the Lawrence County Open. Has he won the Lawrence County Open before?
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking he has won.
Multiple winner.
I was thinking so.
Four-time All-LIC performer was Zach Manley. Also qualified for the Class A State Finals in 2007 and 2008. Went on to play collegiately at Vincennes University. Brandon was an outstanding golfer, as we mentioned before. He was an outstanding NEC player And he went on to play collegiately at Lincoln Trail College, played at Ferris State College in Michigan, and they will be inducted along with those two others as individuals at the ceremonies tonight. And the 1976 Lawrenceville Indian basketball team, which finished third in the Class A tournament that year, they were 29-2 under the tutelage of the legendary Ron Felling. 1976 was the year of Ride with the Shy.
Yeah.
Jay Scheidler was Mr. Basketball in Illinois.
The Blonde Bomber.
That season.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And the Indians fell in line behind him. And that team will be inducted as they finished third. They outlasted Aurora Marmion Academy in the quarterfinals. Scheidler had a bad first half in that game. Came back and was red hot in the second half and led the Indians to a victory in the quarterfinals. Then they lost to Oneida Rova in the semifinals, 77-70. Then beat Buda Western in the third place game, 65-57, to finish
third.
An outstanding 29-2.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think Rova ended up winning the state championship.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. They were very, very good. Yes. But that was an outstanding year for Mr. Basketball in Illinois, Jay Scheidler.
And I want to mention as we go along here, the Lawrenceville Red Hill golf and cross-country teams have had a great season, too, and as they head into the postseason.
Yes, they have. LIC champions mm-hmm. again this year
right.
for the Lawrenceville Red Hill golf squads, and the cross-country squad was in action earlier today at Lakeland College in the Cumberland Invitational. Again, we're here at halftime. The Marching Indians continue to perform before this crowd here. We'll take a break and come back with the second half of action. This has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Bope's Pizza Halftime Report. Again, here at halftime on the People's State Bank scoreboard, it is Lawrenceville trailing Robinson 24-12. Back with the second half of action, you're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you and your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Hi, I'm Jessica Carruthers. Are you ready to clean out the office, clean out file cabinets, and get rid of old electronics? Citizens National Bank is hosting a free community-wide document shred and e-destroy day on Saturday, October 13th from 8 to 10 a.m. in Bridgeport and 10 a.m. to noon at the Lawrenceville Bank for all Lawrence County residents. You can visit our Facebook page for details. And don't forget, it's also a pet food drive for the Lawrence County Humane Society.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
For me, money means I can do the things I want to do. People State Bank understands that, so they offer great services that make money easier to manage, like e-statements, online bill pay, mobile banking, and Shazam Bolt. The best part is, I can access it all right from my smartphone. No computer needed.
People State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Gray's in Bridgeport, Lawrence County's family-owned iconic restaurant, has been feeding delicious steaks, fish, chicken, and pork chops to three generations and counting. The Gray family has been a longtime supporter of Lawrence County schools and Lawrence County athletics. Since the heyday of oil refineries and championship teams to the present, Gray's has been the place to hang out before or after a ball game. Whether it's to enjoy a drink or grab a bite to eat, stop by Gray's and create new memories or relive the old glory days. Gray's in Bridgeport, a Lawrence County tradition for over 70 years.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Back here at Edlow Field, I'm Steve Anderson along with Rob McKinley. Bill Richardson absent this afternoon. Homecoming 2018 here at halftime. It's the Robinson Maroons 24 and the Indians 12. Indian football on Light 103 brought your way by People's State Bank with mortgages, mobile banking, and more. They're your community bank. Also by WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI with coverage you could count on. And also by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, they have you covered with all your medical needs from head to toe. Both ball clubs emerging from the locker room here after this long halftime. And it's a 12-point lead, 24-12. Rob, why don't you run over the scoring again for those that may have just joined us here, and we'll talk about the second half coming up.
Yep. Maroons, Braden Childress scored the first of his three touchdowns, a two-yard run with 9:28 to go in the opening period. It was 7-0 Robinson. Childress with a 34-yard run right at the end of the quarter, and it was 14-0. Nina's got on the scoreboard on a Blaine Winningham 7-yard pass from Parkman. The extra point was no good. It was 14-6. Negus Bogard kicked a 23-yard field goal for Robinson, made it 17-6, and then Childress on a 52-yard run made it 24-6 after the extra point. And then Brendan Winningham hit Blaine with a 22-yard pass with 43 seconds to go in the half, Pass failed with a two-point conversion, and it's 24-12 Robinson. The Indians with 107 yards passing, 52 rushing, Parkman leading the way with 24 for Robinson. It's been basically all Brayton Childress for the running attack. He's had him 14 carries for 187 yards and three touchdowns for the Robinson Maroons.
Robinson led 14-0 after one quarter play, and they have a lead 24-12 here at halftime with the second half remaining. We'll be back with the kickoff of the second half coming up in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan Salt Therapy Room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you and like us on Facebook.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If you or a loved one need personalized care outside the home, you'll find it at Aperion Care Bridgeport. Aperion Care's services include personalized post-hospital care and rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, post-cardiac and stroke rehab, dementia and Alzheimer's care, respiratory therapy, and pain management. Plus, we provide all the conveniences and amenities you want. Aperion Care Bridgeport, promoting recovery and well-being close to home.
This is Bill from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. October is Bill Ford Tough Month, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a Ford dealer, I'm proud to display the blue Ford Oval, but this month I am also proud to support the color pink and to raise awareness about breast cancer. It's October, Bill Ford Tough Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So drive one, and don't forget to check on the girls. Just a little reminder from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
Time for the weather to change. Ambrough Federal Credit Union knows this time of year is when you start thinking about the holidays, family reunions, celebrations, getting set for visitors, and holiday road trips. Don't let a cranky car ruin your holidays. Come to Ambrough Federal Credit Union first for a brand new car or truck loan. We have great rates, and the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Call today, 618-943-2913. Member NCUA.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Back here at Loeb Field in Lawrenceville, Illinois, I'm Steve Anderson, along with Rob McKinley, Indian football, homecoming 2018. Here at halftime, ready for the second half, 24-12. Robinson on top. Rob, what do you expect for the second half? Probably more of the same if you're Robinson.
Childress
has been the man.
He has, and the Indians have most of their yardage has come through the air, so I think they'll try to extend plays and try to get the ball in the air.
Indians are going to have to quit making mistakes. They were their own worst enemies there in the first half, kicking themselves, or killing themselves, I should say, with fumbles and the like. Got a pass picked off here in this game. But still, they're within striking distance, 24-12. Still a lot of football to play. The Indians will kick off to begin the third quarter play.
Well, Robinson has turned the ball over twice on fumble, so maybe get a turnover here after this kickoff and get some good field position to put the ball in the end zone.
We will see. Again, Indians after today will be on the road next Friday in Bridgeport against the Red Hill Salukis. A game will be on the Legend. Rob and Ryan will have the call of that action from Bridgeport next week. Indians and the Salukis renewing their Lawrence County rivalry.
Senior night for Red Hill also.
Senior night for the Salukis. Billy Gray having an outstanding season. Brendan Winningham will kick to restart this game. On this sunny, warm afternoon, a line drive kick taken by one of the up men. at about the 18-yard line, across the 20 to about the 24-yard line. And that's where the Maroons will start on offense here in the second half at their own 24-yard line. 24-12. So let's see what Casey Pinnell does here in this second half. Spread formation. Two men split to the left. Single man to the right side. And here's a give off to the running back to the outside. Strung out. That is Wrigley Young, the sophomore. Didn't mention his name much in the first half. Did one time. And he loses yardage. He's knocked down behind the line of scrimmage. So it'll be second down and 11. Ball at the 22-yard line. So he lost one. .11:23 in the clock. Moving just underway here in the third quarter. Single man split to the left side. Two to the right. Backs offset to the left and right of quarterback Braden Childress. Keeps it himself, and this time he's wrapped up.
Yeah.
Wrapped up in there by the Indians. And I think that was Liskowski in there for the Indians. It was Brian Liskowski, the 5'10", 185-pounder.
No gain, so it'll be third and about 11.
Third down for the Maroons. 10:40 in the clock moving here in the third quarter play. Man split to the left side. Two men split to the right. Back offset to the left side of the quarterback. Braden Childress throws now. Pass is incomplete. Poor pass there intended for Tyler Weber in the flats. He was well covered anyway, but a poor pass.
Yeah.
So the Indian defense holds.
It wasn't, that play wasn't going to go any if he did catch it because he had to dive for it and be on the ground.
So fourth down, and the Indians have forced a punt. See if they can carry some of that first half momentum into this second half when they scored just before the half.
That Caleb Trimble, number 7, back to punt.
Indeed. He's a freshman.
If I caught the number right going out there, that's their first punt of the game.
Now we have a flag on the play.
Illegal substitution or something. Participation.
Yep, so that'll cost him 5. So they mark off 5 yards. Indian return men back at about midfield to receive this kick. Should get good field position out of this with this brisk breeze. That'll knock that ball down a bit. Here is the kick. High end over end kick, and the wind does knock it down. Takes a Robinson bounce, and it'll be down inside Maroon territory. Indians will have good field position at the Robinson 43, first and 10, to start this drive in the second half with 10:25 to go, and trailing by 12 points, 24-12.
26-yard punt.
So the Indian offense with their first chance at the ball here in the second half. Good field position at the 43. They mark it at the Robinson 43. Brennan Winningham at the quarterback. Two men split to the left, two split to the right. Back offset to the left side. And here is Winningham faking and keeping it. Up the middle he goes. Picks up about 2 or 3 yards to the 40-yard line. 3 yards exactly. So it'll be second down and 7. Christian Beeman on the sidelines for the Indians. Haven't called his number much here in this latter part of this game. Spread formation. Winningham wanting to throw. Throwing left side, and it is incomplete. Incomplete. Intended for Damon Parkman, who was split out. One of the wide receivers, but he was covered. The pass was incomplete. So third down and long. With 9:50 to go here in the third quarter. And a third down play upcoming. Third down and 7 from the Robinson 40 for the Indians. Trying to get on the board win-wise in this season. Two men split to the left side. Like a single man to the right. Backs offset to the left and right of the Indian quarterback, Brennan Winningham. Low snap to him. And he grabs the ball up and is going to go down in Indian territory all the way back to the 47-yard line with a flag on the field. See what that's all about. It's against the Indians. Robinson will refuse. It is against the Indians, I believe.
It's a 13-yard loss, so it'll be fourth down. So
once again, a bad center snap cost the Indians. Had good field position after that punt. Now they're going to... Now they're discussing if the Robinson sidelines as to whether or not they want to take that. I'm sure that the head coach is going to say, we're not going to take that. We're going to take the down.
Yeah.
Fourth down. And the Indians will kick.
Right about 20, looks like.
So a promising field position squandered by the Indians. So now Brendan Winningham will stay in there and kick it away. Single man back for the Maroons. Here's a booming kick by Winningham, and it takes a bounce inside the 10 and is
down. That's a one-yard line.
Oh, inside.
It went in the end zone.
In the end zone.
I don't know why they didn't touch it down there to the one-yard line. They'd had it. Now it comes out to the 20.
Yeah, that's right. Ball could have been down by the Indians, Lathan Chisholm, but he let it go in the end zone for a touchback. That gives him more yardage to the 20-yard line. Things like that cost you ball games. 9:27 to go here in the third quarter. 24-12. That was our score at halftime. Remains here in the third quarter. Single man split to the left side. Two split to the right. Braden Childress at the quarterback. And keeps it himself. Off the left side. Dives forward for some yardage. Close to the 25. Close to a 5-yard pickup. It'll be second down and 5 from there. Again, Robinson going with a no-huddle offense, checking the wristbands they have. So many teams have gone to those wristbands these days, Rob. Nobody huddles much anymore. Here's a give to the running back to the outside, 30-35, and diving forward, Beard. Ball loose on the field, but I think they're going to say
they called him down.
He was down. Indians think they have the ball, but I think they're going to say he was down, and the ball popped out after hitting the ground. So it'll be a first down run for Tyler Beard. And it'll be Robinson ball with a first down, a fresh set of downs.
At the, looks like the 38, about a 13-yard pickup there for him.
Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Two men split to the left, single man to the right side, back offset to the right side. And they fake, Childress does, but has to keep it himself, and he gets out of bounds. I think that was a busted play there.
He wanted
to hand off and went out of bounds when he couldn't make the connection with his running back in the backfield. Childress picking up still a couple of yards, second down and 8. Second down and 8. Two men split to the left, single man to the right, backs offset. Here is now give to the running back in the backfield, and down he goes. Downey Ho goes into the arms of the Indians for 55. Trace Foster in there, 6'1", 175-pound defensive end, made the
four-yard loss. That was Wrigley Young.
Third down and long. 8 minutes to go, and the clock moving here in the third quarter. 24-12 Robinson.
Flag
on the play. Childress wanting to throw. Throws long downfield, and the pass is caught. Caught in the secondary down to the 20-yard line. We'll wait for the flag. Pass caught out there. Good catch by Riley Simpson of the Maroons, but I think it's going to come back. Illegal shift against the Maroons. That'll wipe out that long pass play.
Going to make it third and about 17 or 18, it looks like.
So Indians dodge a bullet there as he was open in the secondary, but wiped out by the penalty. This game is slowed to a crawl with these penalties and incomplete passes. Trips to the left side, single man to the right side. Childress in the spread formation, back offset to his right side in the spread formation. Wants to throw. Throws long down the sidelines, and the pass is incomplete. Into coverage over there. Indian defenders were back there. Skylar Toole, along with Blaine Winningham, had their men covered. It'll be fourth down, and Robinson will kick it away. So once again, the Indians, with the wind conditions as they are, should get good field position out of this with the freshman Caleb Trimble in the kick.
And both teams using freshman punters, aren't they?
Beeman back deep to receive this kick, and Parkman also back there for the Indians to receive this Robinson punt. 7:42 to go here in the third quarter. Here is the kick, and a better kick than the last one. He takes a Robinson bounce and bounces inside the 30. And they'll down it at the 28-yard line. Indians will go first and 10 at their own 28. 7:37 to go here in the third quarter. Still a game if the Indians can get a score here. They're down by 12, 24-12, with 7:37 to go in the third quarter. The Indians' offense has not done much here lately.
Yeah, the second half, they've had two rushes for basically a minus 10.
Brendan Winningham in from the sidelines after having conclave with the Indian offensive coaches. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Spread formation, trips to the right side, single man to the left. Back offset to the right side. Here is a give to the running back, and down he goes.
Beeman, I believe.
That was Blackwell. Blackwell, the ball carrier. Brandon Blackwell is a 5'10", 170-pound senior, number 36, Indian captain. And gained nothing, so it'll be second down and 10. And we have another flag on the field. Now the flags are starting to fly. A face mask against Robinson. That'll give the Indians a free five. And it'll be first and five.
Yeah, high school has the five-yard face mask penalty, but they call it incidental.
Spread formation, two split to the left, two split to the right. Winningham throws to the right side. The pass is incomplete. Off target, intended for Blaine out there. Blaine Winningham. It is off the mark. It'll be second down and five. Clock stopped on the incompleted pass. Up the line scrimmage come the Indians. Trips to the left side, single man to the right. Back offset. Now a man in motion is Parkman. And a give to Parkman. He spins away from one man to the 35-40. First down. Parkman spinning his way to a first down across the 40 to the 41-yard line, and a Tribe first down. Here at the 7:10 mark of the third quarter.
Now 12 first downs for the Indians.
Two split to the left, single man to the right, spread formation. Winningham rolling away from pressure, throwing, and the pass is incomplete and almost intercepted. Almost there for the catch and the interception was Tyler Weber. He couldn't gather it in after it passed the intended receiver. It'll be second down and 10. Again, the Indians split two men to the left, two to the right. Back offset to the right side of the Indian quarterback, Brennan Winningham. They give to Beeman up the middle. Stutter steps away from one man but can't get away from another. And down he goes, losing a yard. So it'll be third down and long for the Indians. Third and 11 from their 41 with 6:35 to go here in the third quarter play. Trips to the left. Single man to the right. Spread formation. Back offset. Beeman offset to the right side of the Indian quarterback, Brennan Winningham. Wants to throw. Throws long down the middle. And it is incomplete. Jump ball there between Blaine Winningham. And back there in the secondary for Robinson was Tyler Weber. Ball incomplete. Fourth down. And the Indians will most likely kick it away. And the punt team comes onto the field. So the Indians will give the ball up. With 6 minutes, 16 seconds to go here in the third quarter, trailing 24-12. Robinson led 14-0 after one quarter. 24-12 at the half. That's where we are now. Single man back for the Maroons is Dylan York. Here's a booming kick away from the return man. And now York touches it at the 10-yard line, picks it up, and he's at the 15, to the 20, to the 25, and knocked out of bounds at the 30-yard line.
There's a flag down at the 31.
Another flag. Imagine that. Another flag. Knocked out of bounds was the return man at the 30-yard line. And so we have another penalty situation here. 6:02 to go here in the third quarter of play. Officials conclaving.
Yeah, the last flag was a late flag after the break. Basically the play was over, but it was down up to about 10 yards down behind the play, so.
And we wait to see what they come up with here.
Try to sort it out. It looks like it's against Robinson.
Yep. Talking it over with Blaine Winningham, one of the Indian captains.
And maybe both penalties against the Maroons, maybe.
All right, here we go. Personal foul declined against Robinson. Looks like a holding against them was accepted.
Yeah, because the holding penalty was farther down the field, so the personal foul is probably about the 30. The other one was about the 12, so it'll be about a 6-yard penalty, about half the distance to the goal.
All right, and they mark it at the 6. It'll be first and 10 for the Maroons at their own 6-yard line with 6:02 to go here in the third quarter play.
This quarter's almost half over.
You read my mind, Robert.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah, bad. Single man split to the left side. Two men split to the right. Childress at the quarterback for Robinson. And he tries the left side, dragged down for maybe a yard gain, if that. And the defensive front was solid that time. Linebackers filling in against Braden Childress, who's had over 100 yards rushing here. Scored 3 rushing touchdowns.
But this second half, he's picked up about 9 yards in four carries. So they've made some defensive changes at halftime to combat his running right up the middle.
Two men split to the left side, single man to the right, back offset to the right side of quarterback. Childress gives to the outside. That's Trenton Rogers. He has running room. He's to the 20 and dives out of bounds. May have a first down. Trenton Rogers, 6'1", 170-pound junior, has a first down.
Made it up to where the 21-yard line.
First and 10 at the 21, their own 21 for the Maroons as they try to get out of this hole. 5:35 of the clock moving here in the third quarter. 24-12. Spread formation. Give off the left side. Down goes the runner. That was Rogers again.
Yeah.
And in there for the Indians.
He lost about 6 yards.
I think that was Laskowski.
5 yards.
Nope. Number 51, Ruben Blasingame in there. He's a sophomore, a 5'10", 160-pounder. Number 51 from the interior line.
Some of these names you're hearing today are ones you're going to hear in the next two or three years, too.
Yeah, usually you don't hear them because they're interior linemen and
yeah.
don't get much credit. That time, Blasingame was right there. Johnny on the spot, second and long. Here is the quarterback, Childress, keeping himself off the left side. And no, not much gain there. Naaman Parkman on the stop for the Indian defense, along with others. Third down and long. 4:26 to go here in the third quarter play. Robinson nursing a 24-12 lead. Trying to spoil homecoming for the tribe here on this Saturday afternoon at Loeb Field. Spread formation on the long count. Indians almost jumped again offsides. Childress wanting to throw. Looking, throwing down the left sideline. The pass is caught. Caught for a first down and out of bounds. Inside Indian territory. Inside the 50. They mark him at the 46. Nice catch out there by the receiver.
And I didn't catch the number on that either.
But out of bounds. And a first down for Robinson over on the far sideline, right in front of the Maroon bench. A first down. That was, and he let him out of the hole there. First and 10 at the 46. 3:45 to go here in the third quarter play. Again, the spread formation. Here's a give off to Rogers, trying the left side, has running room. Now down the sidelines and close to the 40-yard line. Picked up 6 or 7. Mark him right at the 40. Well, it'll be second down and 4. 3:35 to go here in the third quarter play. Robinson out of a hole here. See if the Indian defense can do something about that. Stop him. Single man split. Well, two men split left. Single man to the right. They roll to the left side. That is Sherman out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds inside the 40, trying to get to the 35. And 4 yards to get to pick up the first down. Very close to the sticks across the way. Looks like they're going to mark him short.
About a yard short, looks like.
So it'll be third down and 1 at the 37. Indian 37 for the Maroons. Maroons have a victory over Flora earlier this season, trying to pick up a win here against the Lawrenceville Indians. Third down and 1. Spread formation, backs offset, left and right. And a give up the middle. First down run there by Trayton Rogers. I think I said Trenton Rogers, that's incorrect. Trayton Rogers is his name. T-R-E-Y-T-O-N Rogers, freshman, picked up the first down.
Well, they got Trenton Rogers, and they also have a, was it the other, there's another Rogers in there, Treaton and Trenton.
Yeah, there are two of them.
Yeah.
So I was correct. Maroons pick up the first down. A fresh set of downs at the Indian 30. Trying to expand a 24-12 lead with 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. Spread formation. Indian showing pressure up front. Here's Childress taking it left side. Has some blocking down the sidelines. 20. And knocked out of bounds inside the 20. Very close to another first down for Braden Childress, who's piling up the yards from the quarterback position rushing-wise. And it is a first down.
Got about a 10-yard pickup on that one.
First down at the Indian 19-yard line. 3:02 to go here in this third quarter play. Up to the line of scrimmage come the Maroons. Single man to the left side. Two split to the right. Backs offset to the left and right of quarterback Braden Childress. Here he gives it off. Sweep to the right side by Trayton Rogers. And he dives inside the 15. Down to close to the 12-yard line. Picked up good yardage there on a sweep.
About 6 yards, 6 or 7 yards there.
Robinson pounding up the middle with Childress and then going to the outside, both left and right, and trying to wear the Indian defense out. They've been on the field a long time here on this drive. 2:08 to go, third quarter, spread formation. To the left, single man to the right side, backs offset left and right. Here goes Trayton Rogers again. This time he tries to cut to the inside. The Indians are waiting for him, and they stop him for little, if any, gain. So it'll be third down and about four, long four for the Maroons. Inside Indian territory, deep at the 12-yard line. Third and three with 1:40 to go. Third quarter, score remaining 24-12. Robinson. Big play here. See if the Indian defense can hold him. Spread formation. Childress wanted to keep him himself. Has a lead blocker out front. Cutting up to the 10. Inside the 10. Down the sidelines. Knocked out of bounds. Inside the 5. It'll be first and goal for the Maroons inside the Indian 5. He has been their best ball carrier, to say the least.
Got to about the 4-yard line. So
first and goal from the Indian 4 for the Maroons. But they mark him at the 3.
Yeah, mark him at the 3, so
first and goal from there. 24-12. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Two men split to the left. Single man to the right side. Spread formation. Childress keeps it himself off the left side to the end zone and in for the touchdown. Another rushing touchdown. 3-yard run by Braden Childress. First score of the second half for either team. The 1:16 mark. 4 rushing touchdowns now for Childress on the day. Over 100 yards rushing. And here is Bogard for the extra point kick out of the hold of Childress. Snap back, ball down. The kick is up. Kick is high. And the kick is good. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 1:16 to go. Third quarter score now reads Robinson 31, Lawrenceville 12. Back with the kickoff in a minute. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Lawrence County High School sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School sports. Please get out and take in the games.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School sports. Go Teams!
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your funeral and memorial needs.
Back here at Lowe Field, Indian football on Light 103. Indians ready to receive the Robinson kickoff. Maroons getting another rushing touchdown from quarterback Braden Childress. Lead 31-12. Here's the high end-over-end kick taken at the 15-yard, 10-yard line. 15, 20, 25, 30. Up the middle, Toole. He's into the secondary. 50 and dragged down inside Robinson territory at the 40-yard line. Skyler Toole with a burst of speed. Found a little hole up the middle. Almost broke it.
Yeah.
Was dragged down from behind at the Robinson 40-yard line. So the Indians will go on the offense there.
That's his second good hit. He had a return earlier of 17 yards. This one was about 51. But he went from the 10 to the into the Maroon territory at the 39, inside the 40, about the 39-yard line. So
first down for the Indians. Good field position here. See if they can take advantage of it. Spread formation, two split to the left, two split to the right, man in motion, Parkman to the right side, and we have a flag on the play. Might be illegal motion. We'll wait and see against the Indians. Officials conclave here. Picking the flag up.
Okay.
So, first down at the 39. Flag picked up. Spread formation. For three-man defensive front for the Maroons. Here's Winningham rolling to the right side. Throwing, and the pass is caught. Caught for a first down inside the 30 at the 29-yard line. Nice reception there made by Blaine Winningham. Knocked out of bounds. They mark him at the 38. That'll be enough for a first down. Is there another flag on the play?
Must be. Lawrence was walking back.
Yeah, there they are.
I don't see the flag. Maybe it's been picked up by now. But hold on.
I didn't see it either. But so that wipes out that nice throw. Winningham to Winningham. There the flag is. They at about the 30, at the 44-yard line. They'll mark it off from there. Spot of the foul, as we mentioned in high school. Yeah. So back to the 46.
It's almost like a 15-yard penalty because it was 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage where they had the flag was thrown.
So Indians now back in their own territory. At their own 46, here's a give to Beeman up the middle. He's bottled up after perhaps a yard gain. He's been bottled up by Robinson here in this contest for the most part. Second down and long. Second and 25 with less than a minute to go here in the third quarter. 25 seconds and counting. 31-12, Robinson. Spread formation, two split to the left, two split to the right. High snap, throw to the side. Winningham has it. Blaine, he's to the midfield marker. Knocked out of bounds in front of the Robinson sideline. Picked up minimal yardage there. Still going to be third down and long. Inside, just inside Robinson territory at the 49-yard line.
You're missing out of bounds because the clock has stopped.
Indians will run one more play here in this quarter. 10.9 seconds left in it. Trips to the left side. Single man to the right side. Spread formation. Brendan Winningham in there at the quarterback. Back offset to his right side. Snap to him. Wants to throw the left side. Rolling to the left. Under pressure. Throws. The pass is almost intercepted. In and out of the hands of the Maroons. Number 22, Tyler Weber. Boy, Robinson's had two or three chances at picks and have had the ball go right off their hands.
Yeah.
Fourth down with 3 seconds to go. Fourth and 20. Indians will most likely kick.
Yeah, Winningham back. He said punts of 22, 43, 53, and 43.
Back for another one here. Robinson will get the ball back with the lead. Back to receive the punt is Dylan York for the Maroons, back at his own 11-yard line. 2.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. A slow-moving quarter, to say the least. And here is the kick. Wynn knocks it down. Takes an Indian bounce inside the 10. Inside the 10, down to the 5-yard line. Robinson will have it first and 10 at their own 5-yard line when we resume with the fourth quarter of action here. Homecoming 2018 at Lawrenceville High School. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, it is Robinson 31, Lawrenceville 12. This is Indian football, Light 103 Sports.
Your favorites continue on Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes, a DLC media radio station.
What bank is paying you 2.82% APY on a 30-month CD? Citizens National Bank of Albion, that's who. Does your bank? Visit our customer service representatives today in Albion, Olney, Crossville, Mount Airy, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville for more details. Annual percentage yield effective as of October 2nd, 2018. Penalty may apply for early withdrawal. Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Back here at Lowe Field, a long afternoon of football continuing. Homecoming 2018. 12 minutes to go in this game. It's the Robinson Maroons 31, Lawrenceville Indians 12. I'm Steve Anderson. Rob McKinley alongside. Bill Richardson not with us this afternoon for the action. Robinson deep in their own territory at their 6. After the Indian punt, 12 minutes away from their second win of the year. See how Casey Pinnell wants to handle this deep in his own territory. Braden Childress, the quarterback, gives on a sweep to the outside. Turning it up is Trayton Rogers. Rogers burrows his way out past the 10, close to the 15-yard line. A good yardage there to the outside, and turned it up on the sideline. And he's across the 10 to about the 12-yard line. So a 6-yard pickup, second down and 4 at the 11. You got to hold them in there here in this.
Right, yeah.
If you want to have any chance in this game, you got to come up with some kind of stop or turnover. Here is a give off to the running back trying to get to the outside. Ball stripped away. There it was.
Robinson recovers.
Tried a little shovel pass, and the ball was fumbled away. And they recovered. Luckily, the Indians couldn't get to it. I almost had them talked into a turnover. As it is, it'll be third down and 5 from the 10. Third down and 5. And now a timeout. Robinson confused with personnel on the field. Timeout on the field. Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout. 11:25 to go in the game. 31-12 Robinson. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School at Lowe Field. Homecoming 2018, Steve Anderson, Rob McKinley. 31-12, Robinson on top. 24-12 was the score at the half. Robinson with a touchdown, a rushing touchdown by quarterback Braden Childress, the only scoring in that period. The Maroons led 14-0 after one quarter play, 24-12 at the half. 31-12 right now. Ball third and five at the 10-yard line. Indian defense could use a stop here or a turnover. And the Indians jump offsides. That's going to give them a first down. And free penalty yardage there. Oh, they say illegal procedure against Robinson. There's a break.
Well, they already moved the chain one other way. Oh, I got to change that. Because they moved the down marker. Now they got to go back with it someplace.
Now the officials are conclaving here. This has been a lengthy game, yeah, to say the least. Again, they still haven't figured out what's going on down there. It's a single illegal procedure against Robinson. Now they're discussing. And it is a walk-off against the Maroons.
Okay.
They mark it inside the 5 to the 4-yard line. Now what?
Now they're going to come in from the other side to talk. Well, it's 4:30. Maybe they're going to try to figure out where they want to go eat tonight.
Well, at this pace, yeah, it'll be tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Are we ready to go now?
Official blows the whistle like
all right, third down and 12. Ball at the 4 for Robinson. Snap back. Here is Childress wanting to throw from his end zone. Scrambles away from pressure. Trying to get to the outside and gets out of bounds. Losing yardage. He's at the 2-yard line. Interesting play call there.
Yeah,
throwing from the end zone. Thought they might catch the Indians napping a little bit in the secondary, but good coverage. And
yeah,
so Childress had to get out of bounds. It's fourth down. They'll punt. So the Indians should get good field position,
yeah,
out of this. Now, whether or not they can do anything with it remains to be seen. But
their punter will be right at the back of the end zone because they're on about the 2-yard line.
And that's the freshman Trimble at the back of the end zone. Gets the ball. Kicks it away. Taken at the 32-yard line by Parkman to the 25, inside the 20.
Fumbles
the ball away,
and Robinson
has it. Robinson has the football at the 15-yard line. The Indians were in good shape. Parkman bobbled the ball, had a good return, and loses it. And the Indians give it away again. With 11:10 to go in the game. So another Indian turnover. How many turnovers have they had today?
Well, let's see. They've had 3 fumbles.
Seems like it's more than that.
Seems like it, yeah. Robinson's had 3 fumbles, and they've lost 2 of theirs. So.
And it's also had an interception today. Robinson intercepted early in this game. So Robinson with the ball back and a chance to eat some more clock here with this lead. And to give up the middle to the running back, Trayton Rogers. And he keeps his legs churning. He's across the 20, about the 23-yard line, picking up good yardage there. He's been the man here, Trayton Rogers,
yeah,
the second half. Either he or Childress getting most of the carries,
yeah,
every once in a while. Second down and 2 from the 23, their own 23 for the Maroons, 10:35 to go in the game. Here's Childress keeping it himself, burrowing up the middle, has the first down as he's across the 25, close to the 27-yard line. First down carry. Now, if I'm Robinson, I'm eating this clock.
Yeah.
This running game. You got 31-12. You got enough points. You know the Indians are challenged offensively, so you try to eat this clock.
They've only thrown 7 passes, so it doesn't seem like it would be much in their arsenal to do that right now.
Nope. Spread formation. Here he is, a give to Rogers, trying to sweep to the outside. And the Indians are ready for him that time and knock him down for no game. Trayton Rogers, the freshman running back, 150-pounder. No gain, so it'll be 2nd and 10. 9:50 to go in the game. Ball at the 28. Their own 28 for Robinson, leading 31-12. In split left and right. Two men split to the right side. 6 on the play clock as Childress.
He didn't get it off.
Nope, didn't get it off. Delay of game against the Robinson Maroons. So that'll knock him back 5 yards. Set up a 2nd down and 15. 14, actually. The 23, their own 23. 9 minutes to go in the game. Spread formation. Backs offset left and right. Give to Rogers. Down, bouncing to the outside. Has running room. 30 to the 35. And dragged down short of the 40-yard line, about the 38, 39-yard line, depending on where they mark. He might have a 1st down. This young kid, Rogers, showing a little moxie out there.
I think he's going to be a little bit short of the 1st down. A
couple of yards short, they mark him. Actually, 1 yard short, 3rd down and 1. 8:35 to go in the game. Indian defense maybe wear him down a little bit here, Rob.
I think so. You know,
a lot of players go both ways.
Right.
Offense and defense. 3rd down and 1.
Being such a warm day,
2nd down and 1, I should say. 3rd down and 1. I stand correct. Here's Rogers again, trying to sweep to the outside. Indians get him and knock him down in the backfield, losing yardage. Interesting. They go up to the outside when all you need to do is to get a 1st down is to go a yard forward.
Childress has carried the ball. He can just go up the middle. He's going to get 3 or 4 yards.
4th down.
Lost about 5 on the play.
Yeah. Plays right into the hands of the Indians. And they'll get the ball back. With 7:45 to go in the game. Wayne Winningham back there to receive the kick. That's Blackwell back there too. For the Tribe, they're back at about their 35-yard line to receive this kick from Trimble.
And that's a clock stopped again.
Timeout by Robinson. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 7:25 to go in the game. Robinson 31. Lawrenceville 12. This is Indian football on Light 103.
Mr. Friendly states, do it best. We've got the deals on a huge selection of products, like our finest paint, best look paint and primer in one, and ultra-premium interior paint that offers excellent performance in hide, stain resistance, and scrubbability. Easy application and cleanup. This product can be applied directly to previously painted surfaces and or uncoated drywall without a primer, making your project quick and hassle-free. Choose best look paint and primer in one at Leggett Lumber and Hardware, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Get it at Leggett.
Back here at Lowe Field, I'm Steve Anderson, Rob McKinley alongside. Indian football on homecoming 2018, a long afternoon, hot afternoon here at Lowe Field. Robinson Maroons lead 31-12. Maroons called a timeout there on 4th down and 5 in their own territory. Indians will get the ball, trailing 31-12. He needs to try to get back in this game. Needs some kind of special teams play.
Yeah. I thought they were going to get it on the last punt, but they had a good return, but they fumbled it after a nice return.
Here is a line drive kick, and it goes past Blaine Winningham, and he'll let it die inside the 10-yard line at the 5-yard line. Indians will have it first and 10 inside their own 10 at the 5. Actually, they mark at the 4-yard line.
That's
a heck of a kick.
From the 33, 17, and what, 44, 61-yard punt maybe?
So first down for the Indians with a long field to go here. They have not shown the ability to put together a drive in this game consistently. Two touchdowns they have. Catches by Blaine Winningham of 7 and 22 yards. And let's see what they want to do here. Brandon Winningham in there at the quarterback. Parkman started out at the quarterback, been replaced. Winningham from his end zone, under pressure, steps away. Now rolls, wants to throw, throws, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted on the sidelines at the 32-yard line. That time, the Maroons got an interception. Ill-advised throw there, back into the field of play by Winningham, and the Indians turn it back over. Ball at the 32, Robinson has it. 7:03 to go in the game, and a chance to ice this game with another score. So the Indians cannot move the ball, turn it over. Second interception by the Maroons today. They have had two interceptions, haven't they?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
One in the first quarter and now one here.
Yeah, York had the first. Dylan York had the one.
Yep. Spread formation. Childress in there at the quarterback with 7:03 to go. Man in motion. And they give to the motion man, trying to get to the outside. That's Dylan York. York is tripped up, and the ball pops loose, I think, out of bounds. It'll be, however, Robinson ball. Ball went out of bounds before an Indian could get to it. Looks like
lost about 2 or 3 yards on the play.
Yeah, he did. Back to the 36-yard line. 6:53 to go in the game. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Two men split to the left side. Single man, well, two men split to the right as well. Back offset to the right side of the quarterback. Childress keeps it himself. Up the middle he goes, away from one man into the secondary. Yeah. And he's to the 25, almost broke it for another score. As it is, it'll be very close to a first down.
I was kind of wondering why they hadn't run that a little bit more, but that's the first time they've run that second half.
Childress gets up limping now. It's not good to see if you're a Maroon fan. He's had a heck of a day. And he's going to have to come off.
Well, they're measuring now to see if it's a first down or not. Now he's just standing on the sideline talking to the coach. So give him a little bit of break here.
First down.
So
they're going to put in another guy at quarterback, Caleb Trimble, freshman, 6 foot, 145 pounder. Will replace him, at least for a play. Yeah. 6:28 to go. 31-12. Robinson trying to run out the clock and pick up a win. Snap to Trimble, gives it off to Rogers again. Trayton Rogers, he's wrapped up for no gain. So it'll be second down. Second down for the Maroons. 6 minutes to go and the clock ticking away here on homecoming. Robinson leading 31-12. Two men split to the left side. Two split to the right. Trimble still in there at the quarterback. Left wants to throw. Throw, and the pass is incomplete into the turf. Intended out there for Tyler Weber. And again, another interesting play. Throwing the ball with 5:38 to go in the game and leading 31-12.
And I think that was Childress back in the ball game.
Yeah, it was. You're right, Rob. So he's back in there. Taking a play off. Here is a give to Rogers up the middle again, and he's stacked up by the Indian defense. Fourth down. 5:26 to go in the contest. Robinson in control, 31-12. Never been headed in this game. Led 14-0 after one quarter. 24-12 at the half, 31-12 right now, and that's where we stand here. Here comes here's a field goal attempt coming up by Negus Bogard.
Be what a 37-yard field goal looks like from the 27, 37-yard field goal.
Hit one from earlier. Snap back, ball down, the kick is up, a line drive, and the kick is
no good,
short. So the Indians hold and get the ball back, but only 4:50 to go in the game. And the Indian offense has done nothing here in this second half. Robinson with the only score. 3-yard run by Childress in the third quarter. Indians were picked off last time. Intercepted last time they were on offense. Let's see what they want to do here. At their own 21, first and 10. Single man split to the left side, trips to the right side, back offset to the right side of the Indian quarterback. First and 10 of the 21 for the Indians. Now what are the officials talking about?
So sideline was talking to the official, maybe pointing out something, and that's when he stopped the clock and was.
Wait for the officials to figure things out here. This crew is. Really. Dumbfounded me sometimes here. Yeah. First and 10, 21. Indian spread formation. Trips to the right side, single man to the left. Back offset, Beeman. Try to give it to him on a sweep, and up the middle he goes, and he's bottled up. Bottled up for a loss of yardage, and it'll be second down. 4:38 to go in the game. So it'll be second and 11. 4:23 to go in the game. 31-12 score remains. Robinson, Brendan Winningham in there at the quarterback. Spread formation. Wants to throw. Throws Blaine Winningham. 15. Knocked down at about the 19-yard line. Picked up a little bit.
Yeah. About 4 or 5, maybe about 5 yards.
3:53 to go in the contest. Two men split to the left side. And two to the right. Back offset. The right side of the Indian quarterback. Short drop. Throws. Pass. Sidelines. Is caught. Caught by Schultz. Out of bounds.
Well, I guess he called it incomplete.
No, incomplete. He was apparently juggling it as he went out of bounds. So it'll be fourth down.
I think they're going to punt.
And he will kick. Robinson will get the ball back with a chance to eat up the remaining 3:33 to go in this game and pick up their second win of the year. And flag on the play, another flag. And the kick heads out of bounds. Well, now it bounces into the field of play, stays in there, and it will be down by the Indians at the 44-yard line. Robinson's 44.
32-yard punt.
Now let's see what this flag is all about.
Illegal procedure against Lawrenceville. If I was Robinson, I'd just decline it.
Yeah, take the ball.
Take the ball where you are and not...
not worry about it. 3:20 to go.
That's what they're going to do, is decline it. Yep.
Yep. They'll take the ball right where it is and try to eat up 3:20 to go. And move on to win number two. Spoil the Indian homecoming. A lot of high hopes heading into this game, Rob. Robinson yep. and the Indians were matched up, and the Indians are coming off the game last week, showed some signs of doing things, but they regressed a bit here today with turnovers. They just turned the ball over way too much to win a football game with the limited offensive capabilities that they have.
Three fumbles and two interceptions.
Yep. Can't win that way, even in any kind of football. Yeah. Here's Rodgers to the outside. He's tripped up. Gained nothing. It'll be second down. Trayton Rodgers, freshman, workhorse running back here in this second half. The story of this game has been Braden Childress, the Robinson quarterback. Over 100 yards rushing and one, two, three, four touchdowns, four rushing touchdowns. They've added a field goal to their total by Negus Bogard. Here is a quarterback, a new quarterback into the game. They give to a new running back, Mitch Mitchell, a sophomore, 5'8", 151-pounder off the right side. He's knocked out of bounds over on the far sidelines. Got close to the 50-yard line. Picked up about 6 yards. Will be third down and long. A new quarterback in there now, Caleb Trimble, as they get Robinson getting their first-line people out of the game with the game firmly in control. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Trimble. The spread formation. 8 on the play clock. On the long count. Snap to him. Keeps it himself. Up the middle. Trying to get to the first down sticks. Going to be a yard or two short. As he's near the 47-yard line. Fourth down and one. 2:13 to go in the game, and the clock moving.
I have Childress for approximately 239 yards rushing.
Wow.
187 the first half.
Yeah. He's been the man. Now Caleb Trimble is at the controls with 1:51 to go in the game. Here's a give up the middle to the running back there. That's Mitch Mitchell again, sophomore. He picks up a first down. So Robinson can effectively run out the clock here if they so desire. Unless the Indians want to stop the clock, I don't know why. Minute 44 to go in the game. Maroons getting the signals from the sidelines. 14 on the play clock, plenty of time there, and 1:30 to go in the game. We're going to try to just eat the rest of this clock and head north with a win. Caleb Trimble at the quarterback. And there's Mitchell again with another carry for about 2 yards. It'll be second down. A minute 7 to go in the game. Damon Parkman on the stop for the Indians, among others.
I think he probably always into the victory formation, which I think Smith are going to right now.
47 seconds to go, 15 on the play clock. Robinson in no hurry here with this lead, 31-12. Spread formation, it is a victory formation. They snap it to Trimble. He takes a knee at the 49-yard line.
Usually you don't see a snap 3 or 5 yards back. For
yeah, that's unusual. Unusual to say the least.
The quarterback hasn't been under center all day anyway. So
They're not going to run another play here. Robinson won't have to run another play. 18 seconds to go. Play clock at 20. And the Robinson Maroons have come to Lawrenceville on this Saturday afternoon and knocked off the Indians, picking up a victory by a score of 31-12 will be the final. And the Indians will drop to 0-7. And Robinson improves to 2-5. The conference win also for the Maroons. As again, the final score on the People's State Bank scoreboard, Robinson 31, Lawrenceville 12. We are back with the postgame show coming up in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Football on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Your stress-free radio station. This is Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes, a DLC Media radio station.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
This is the smooth sound of WAKO Lawrenceville.
Back here at Edlow Field, the fans filing toward the exits after having watched the Robinson Maroons beat the Lawrenceville Indians 31-12 on Homecoming 2018. Welcome back. I'm Steve Anderson, along with Rob McKinley. Bill Richardson absent today. And the Robinson Maroons spoil the Indian Homecoming, winning by a score of 31-12. dropping the Indians to 0-7 on the season. Rob will have a look at some of the stats coming up here momentarily. We remind you that Indian football is brought your way by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy in Bridgeport, your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Also by Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville, your local family chiropractors. And the Lawrence County Health Department, complete wellness, body, mind, and community. Again, disappointing day here. Indians matched up with a team, but could not stop Braden Childress for Robinson. He was the man as he scored four rushing touchdowns. They added a field goal, and that offset two touchdown catches by Blaine Winningham of 7 yards and 22 yards. The Indians made too many mistakes to win a game.
Yeah, we had six turnovers with the four fumbles and two pass interceptions. Robinson had two turnovers on fumbles but no pass interceptions. So looking at the statistics for Lawrenceville, they had, I think, 45 yards rushing and passing, attempted 26 passes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 9 of 26, I think, for 119 yards, 164 total yards for the Indians. Robinson, 323 yards in the ground. Braden Childress had 239 of those from the quarterback position. They had passed for 57 yards, total of 380 yards for the Maroons. Childress scored on a two-yard run with 9:28 to go in the opening period. Negus Bogard kicked the extra point. It was 7-0. They made it 14-0 with 8 seconds to go in the quarter on a 34-yard run by Childress and a Bogard kick. The Indians in the second quarter with 8:21 to go scored a Blaine Winningham pass from Parker. With a touchdown. It was 14-6. Then Bogard, a 23-yard field goal, made it 17-6. Childress, a 52-yard run, made it 24-6. And then Brennan passed to Blaine for 16 yards and a touchdown, 24-12 at halftime. The only scoring in the third quarter, a three-yard run by Childress in the third quarter. Bogard kicked the extra point. It was 31-12. So, like I said, all the scoring things basically happened in the first quarter and first half, and the Indians fall to 0-7. Robinson improves to 2-5 with that 31-12 win here at Lawrenceville's homecoming.
Chad Green set to make his way up here to talk with us after this game. I'm sure a disappointing game for the head coach is, as I mentioned earlier, the Indians looking at this matchup. It was fairly favorable for them after coming off the things they did last week, but Indians kind of regressed here and just killed themselves with turnovers, got behind, and never really could catch up, and dropped the 31-12 final score. And Chad Green joins us here on the postgame show after the Indians lose this one, 31-12. Coach, I know that heading into this game that you like the matchup. You just made too many mistakes to win a game.
Sure, and that's happening week to week. And injuries pile up on us again during the game. Kids get out of position and have to get kids in there that don't normally start for us. So it's just one of those things. You got to next man up. And unfortunately, we're playing outmanned as it is. So coming in outmanned and then having to put guys in, just kind of it rolls up on you.
And you couldn't handle their quarterback either. He was just too much inside, outside, and up the middle.
Yeah, we covered that this week. Saw that in film. It's just one of those things. You know, we're outmanned. So you just have to chalk that one up.
What do you got to do to get better?
We need more kids. Yeah. Honestly, it's just we're getting outmanned. We got three seniors on this team. You know, we're playing with freshmen, sophomores, more than anything, and these guys are just getting out. We're getting kids getting pushed on the defensive side of the ball. They're getting pushed back 10, 15, 20 yards. They're just getting blown off the ball. It is what it is. So, you know, we have to get better, we have to get bigger, and we have to get stronger. It's an off-season issue.
What do you think positives from this game were?
Honestly, Blaine Winningham played really, really well tonight, and Damon Parkman on the defensive side of things played well. I mean, he kind of, you know, we had take him out of that quarterback spot there. I think we got better once Brennan got in. It's one of those things. It's you need to see kids on practice nights, and some kids aren't showing up the way they should practice. So it's hard to get things in place like you want when they're not showing up like they should.
Well, you had 115 yards passing, most of it coming in the first half, but you made some nice catches and moved the ball down the field.
That's what I was saying. You know, again, Blaine, I think, is he showed up today. I think that was a big help. So,
all right, we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks.
Indian head coach Chad Green. Again, the Indians lose here to the Robinson Maroons, 31-12. And again, the Indians drop to 0-7. 0-7 in league play. And Robinson improves to 2-5.
They're 2-4 in league play.
2-4 in league play. All right. Well, Rob, thanks a lot for stopping by and helping out in the absence of Bill Richardson. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Next week, the Salukis and the Indians will meet in Bridgeport, and you and Ryan Seed will have the call.
You'll probably be
on
there.
The
maybe
legend. I'll be somewhere in the vicinity.
Somebody in the vicinity, okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, wish we had better news for you folks, but again, the Indians, as Coach Green says, just outmanned, playing with a lot of younger kids and getting beaten up on the ball, making turnovers, and just going through mistakes that young kids make. And unfortunately, the Indians are going to have to deal with that until they get better. All right. Thanks to Dennis Poland back at the Waco Studios for his good work, engineer producer. Thanks to you for listening. If you enjoyed the broadcast, which we could brought you better, but again, the Indians pick up a loss, 31-12, and the Indians will be in Salukiville in Bridgeport next week for the action. So for Rob McKinley, Steve Anderson saying so long from Loeb Field.
This has been Lawrenceville Indian Football on your Lawrence County sports leader, Light 103, WAKO. Lawrenceville Indian Football has been brought to you by People State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bobes Pizza, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Funeral Homes, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Loeb Oil. Lawrenceville Indian Football can be heard all season long here on Light 103 WAKO, a part of DLC Media Broadcasting.
Generations of favorites. Phil Collins, Whitney Houston, Michael Bublé. Thanks for turning on the light. Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.